WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Silver Streaks football.
From the 15, he's got one man to beat. 40, 30, 25, still on his feet. Inside the 10, touchdown!
Silver Streaks football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks football.
Welcome back to Van Dyke Field, the band out there, and about 4 minutes to go before we get this one started. Got a score from the Stark County Elwood Rova game. Right now they are knotted up at six apiece in the second quarter. Was Stark County a 6-0 lead after the first quarter, and a Matt Carlson 60-yard touchdown run for Elwood Rova tied the game at six, and they are in the second quarter right there. So what an intense ball game there. Jade Nord, the head coach of the Rebels of Stark County, and Tall Nord, the head coach of the A&R Bulldogs in his fourth year, Jade Nord in his fifth, and brotherly rivalry, and of course the sons of longtime coach Galen Nord, who's helping out with the staff at A&R. Had a chance to visit, in fact, with Jade Nord yesterday for a brief time as part of a promotion we do on one of our FM stations, and enjoyed getting the chance to talk to him. I talked to him two or three years ago about that brotherly rivalry before. It was the year, it was three years ago, the year that Tall Nord got the job, and what it was like to face each other growing up in the same household and in a football home, and they ate, drank, slept football, no doubt about it. And boy, it's going to be a heck of a game the rest of the night. I have no doubt about it. And Stark County, having seen them, that is one big football team. For a 1A school, they are huge. They're good size for any school. And Rock Island, a big school, no doubt about it. They've got some big guys on that line, and they're going to try and clear some space for their running game. And I mentioned earlier, they will throw it if need be. So be an interesting situation. Nice packed crowd here, both sides. A lot of folks in the stands, of course, sit on the west side. So away from the home folks, but taking a look that way, there's a lot of people here. It's homecoming. You can see them standing all along the fence line on what is the south side, near the scoreboard on the football field, and the field just looks fabulous. Vic Boblett talking about it, looks great. Got the streaks on both in the end zones, nice lush green grass, and they'll probably do the starting lineups here for the streaks, and we can do the same thing, tell you who the starters for the guys who will get the football first to start this game. It is, get the right sheet out. Of course, the quarterback will be junior Andrew Steck, a 5'11". 180-pound right-hander who can obviously run the ball. And he's looking to make things happen tonight. There's Coach Wes Olson talking about it. Hardly a harder-working guy than him. Robert Jackson, one of the slot backs. He's really emerged in the past few weeks. 5'10", 165, junior. Drexler Blue, good to have him back this week. Very important on defense just as much as offense. He is a 6'1", 185 senior. The fullback, Caleb Ullman, leads the team with 285 yards on the ground. 5'9", 185 senior. Works hard. Nate Olin, one of the ends, ran the ball a little bit last game on an end-around for 7 yards. He obviously can catch the ball. 162, 175 senior. Justin Davidson out on the end. He got a couple of grabs last game. First catches of the year, 6 foot 160 senior. The line averaging 228 tackle to tackle. At right tackle, John Donald, a 5'10", 230 senior. Daniel Junk at right guard, a 6'2", 195 senior. Ryan Ricketts in the middle. The center, 6'4", 265 junior. Left guard, Shane Clark, a 5'10", 190 senior. And Austin Finley at left tackle, a 6'2", 260 junior. And Andrew Stepp doubles as the team's punter, and Lucas Miller does the kicking for the Streaks. Their defensive alignment, a 3-5-3 look on the front line. Big Ryan Ricketts, so he'll go both ways. Kevin Hurd, a 6'2", 240 junior. He's had a solid season to date. And Austin Finley will go both ways as he plays one of the defensive end spots at 6'2", 260 and a junior. Linebackers, Tyler Bond, a 6'2", 200 senior. Last week's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And a solid game against Rock Island. Cole Spinks having a great season. Just a junior at 6'2", 225. He's an inside linebacker. Shane Clark, another inside linebacker at 5'10", 190 senior. Jared Carl on the outside, 6'4", 170 senior, can block some passes, get his hands up, and Drexler Blue at 6'1", 185 on the other outside position. The corners, Andy Holloway, a 5'8", 165 junior, and Nate Olin, a 6'2", 175 senior, and the free safety, Aaron Meredith, who will get some touches, obviously, in the running game, has a couple of rushing touchdowns this season at 5'9". And a 170 senior, of course, Wes Olson, the head coach, in his fourth season with an overall mark of 12-19. He is assisted by Sean Hickey, Roy Gully, Nick Young, Jay Barshinger, Jake Miller, Nate Sibbing, and Tom Hawkins. And again, it's homecoming here, and cheerleaders out there as well. Alyssa Bailey, Chloe, I knew I was going to mess up a name, Benajam, Katrina Briggs, my apologies in advance, Ashley Brill, Martha Carlson, Haley Dagan, Jordan DeJanes, Christina Dietrich, Lillian Gunson, Sierra Latta, Lynn Messenger, Lauren Riggs, Megan Short, Lauren Taylor, and Teresa Mangieri, the cheer coach. So we're trying to get everybody in the fray tonight for should be a cool game. Rock Island out there in the red pants with the yellow stripes, yellow helmets with the red trim, and white jersey tops with the red numbering. And Galesburg in the home black and silver with the silver helmets. So a couple of very contrasting colors tonight on the football field as we're about ready to get this going. Rock Island on the sideline. And Galesburg again on its side as the band makes it way around the field. Really cool to see the floats. Had a chance to for tomorrow. We'll hear from Streaks swimming and diving coach for the girls, Ray Vanottigam. Talked to him earlier this afternoon, and they were in the parade and had their float all decked out like waves of water. It was very cool. And they're going to be at the Burlington Invitational tomorrow. I believe he said 15 or 16 teams in that. They just got done recently with the Champaign Centennial Relays, another 15 teams, and probably not a tougher relay in the state. So they'll get some competition tomorrow. He is predicting at least a third-place finish. Let's hope he's right. He says Bettendorf's got a stranglehold on that competition there, and he expects them to do very well again. But he's not counting his streaks out either. So we'll have Ray Vanottigam tomorrow on Sports Saturday on WGIL. Tune in just after 8 o'clock. We'll recap all of the games going on. Told you about A&R and Stark County. Trying to keep an eye on that one. 6-6 the score in the second quarter, and we're about to get underway here. And they are doing the lineups overhead right now.
We're down here on the field, Mike. And, matter of fact, the scoreboard going off that gives us the indication of teams to get ready, and we'll be having kickoff shortly. The officials coming out, not wearing the shorts. They've gone with the sweatpants look today. In fact, I was down talking with the defensive coordinator for Rock Island here a few minutes ago, and he asked the officials, said, do you like those? They said, oh, yeah, they're really comfortable. So they look a little different.
Yeah, they do.
They take some getting used to, but they do look like something you'd wear to go work out in, but I guess that's what they're doing. They're working out.
This is true, and they're going to get one, no doubt about it. We'll stick that ball on the tee. Galesburg will come out momentarily. Here they come.
You know, talking also with the defensive coordinator for the Silver Streak, Sean Hickey, and he was telling me that he thinks this game is one of the keys is going to be our secondary. Mm-hmm. He said our linebacking core has been pretty consistent. Our line's done a nice job. He said a secondary could get tested with the deep ball tonight, but he said when they're not, they've got to come up and help with run support as well. So a lot of pressure in the secondary for a defense for Galesburg in this one this evening.
Andy Holloway and Nate Olin back deep for the Streaks. The Rocks come out of huddle, and it'll be Gray kicking the football away. Nathan Gray. He's ahead of the pack. They're lining up. Here they come. He puts his foot into the football. It's more of a squib kick taken on the bounce. At the 25-yard line, trying to find a little bit of room out there and finding some across the 35 out near the 37 is where the Streaks will begin the football game on their first possession.
Yeah, D. Dorch ended up with the ball and made a good little safe run, made sure he kept the ball tucked in. And it's so important, obviously, we talked about last week the big turnover that ended up costing us the ball game. And tonight, you can't have four turnovers, and it's going to be more of a test because this grass is already wet. We had sunshine this afternoon. It dried things off a little bit, but as soon as the sun went down, all that moisture from the rain came back up, and so we're going to see some slippage and a tough ball to hang on to at times tonight.
Right off the bat, a three-receiver set, so a little bit of a different look than we're used to seeing. They're going to run the option, and Steck fakes it, keeps it himself across the 40, out to about the 45-yard line. So about an 8-yard pickup on the first play of the game. Good fake by Andrew Steck, and I do think he's going to have a big game tonight. He is obviously frustrated not putting up the numbers he's used to putting up, but he's going to get it done tonight.
Well, and that was already, I think, a longer game than anything he had in four quarters last week against Alleman.
Out to the 45-yard line. So a good first play brings up a second and two just underway. And Jody Long of Galesburg, the Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest participant. The streak score, a touchdown, a $10 gift certificate. More of the traditional slot backs here, left and right. Send one in motion. It is Meredith, and they're going to go straight up the gut to Ullman. Maybe a 2-yard pickup. Not a lot there running into that big defensive line of Rock Island. They'll spot the football on the 47. That may be enough for a first. We'll see where they put it for sure. The sticks are still not moving. It may be a hair short.
You know, and it was funny on the first play, just toward the end of it, I saw one of the Rock Island players, pretty good-sized guy, just went flying. I mean, he was airborne. And I thought, well, where'd that come from? Uh-huh. I look over there, 69.
Yep.
Ricketts really gave him a little nudge there.
Yeah, that big old line, 228 on the average. They're going to measure this and see. The ball is just about at the 47. He needed to get it across the 47 or thereabouts. Let's see. It's close.
All right, Ricketts and Finley.
Maybe have it.
Ricketts and Finley together, I think, got the job done.
Boy, they're looking at this a long time. It is literally an inch. Literally an inch. Third down and an inch. Looking for the first down, and I'm guessing keeper on this one. Rock Island coming out there with the pretty standard 4-3 look. Unless they bump someone else up there. And they are pinching the line for 5.
Quarterback sneak or throw the bomb?
Well, I'd like to see him throw it and surprise him. I think he'll sneak it, though. Right behind Ricketts, he does, and bowls his way ahead, and then
wow.
Some. Wow, he got it all the way out to the 40-yard line of Rock Island. He exploded like a cannon and got 14 yards. Wow.
Saving tackle by Marcus Cantu.
Sure,
otherwise, Steck might take that all the way right up the middle for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was like he came out of a cannon. He absolutely blew that up. Ball all the way out to the Rocky 40. 10.5 minutes to play, first quarter. First possession of the game. Galesburg has it and in business. A little deceptive on the first play, and back to the slots here. Drexler blue in now on the right slot. Ullman's playing the fullback position. Or rather, Meredith. Pass out to the right side. Caught near the 37-yard line. Maybe closer to the 35. Ullman makes the catch. Or rather, I keep getting him and it was Ullman. Not Ullman, Ullman. So it's a pretty good game. They get it out to the 35-yard line. A pickup of 5 on the short pass play to the right.
You know, both teams feeling like they'll need to have at least a respectable passing game,
there's
I think,
no doubt,
tonight to win as well.
Ullman back out on the right side. Two receivers to the left. Drexel Blue in the slot. Running to his left is Steck. He's going to split the gap, take off. He may have a first down as he gets it out near the 30-yard line. He looks close to about the 31. It appears to be good for a first down based on where the official on your side is standing. It is. First down streaks. Out around the 31.
Steck, as he cut it back inside, it looked like he was trying to get a block from Daniel Junk, who was in the neighborhood, but Daniel just never really could get an angle on anybody. So Steck finally just ended up going by him. If Daniel could have found a body up there to put a body on, he might have been able to see Steck go back more into the middle of the field. But still, a good game.
Sixth play of the drive that began at the 37, now on the Rocky 30. This time they'll pitch it to the right side, looking for something, and nothing there as Aaron Meredith got stopped in his tracks. That was about the way the last game went. Two pitches out on the side, and that's a big loss there. It goes all the way back to the 38. For all, is that right? An 8-yard loss? My
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, Oliver Vanderlinden over there,
wow.
The 6'6", 230-pound defensive end. And he's got good speed, and you know that's one of our problems. When we last week, certainly we could not get around the end. Alleman was too fast from side to side, and Rock Island is not any slower. In fact, they may be a little faster at many positions than Alleman is.
Meredith has been playing the fullback position. Blues in motion now. They fake to the fullback, and they give it to the fullback Meredith. I'm not sure where Ullman's at. It was a pretty good run across the 35-yard line.
Actually, I think that was Jackson at the time.
Yep. Was it Jackson? Okay, yep. That's his first carry of the game. So he got it out to the 34, so they pick four back up, and it's a third down and 14. Right up the gut pretty much with that one. Trying to ride on Ryan Ricketts. 8:10 to go, first quarter. Big loss on the previous play of eight. Third and 14. See how Rocky plays this defensively. Presumably a passing down or four down territory, no doubt about it. You do have kicking available. Jackson in the fullback position now. Back to pass is Steck. He's looking right. He eludes one guy. He's going deep for Olin in the end zone. He makes the catch. It's a touchdown at the end zone. A 34-yard pass from Steck to Olin. Streaks lead 6-0. He was so comfortable stepping through traffic and letting that ball go, and he led the receiver beautifully. And just a sliver of open space, and Olin brought it in. The official saying, yep, he's in bounds. So Lucas Miller going to try and make good on the extra point.
A couple of linemen late to arrive on the scene for the Silver Streak. Jay Barshinger screaming at him to get out there. Now we're set for the kick.
Miller puts the ball up in the air, has enough distance. It's good. So much for a shutout. Galesburg, a nine-play drive that goes 63 yards, a touchdown pass from Steck to Olin. Galesburg 7, Rock Island nothing. We're back with more in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Galesburg on the board first, 7-0. A 34-yard touchdown pass from Steck to Nate Olin. And the Streaks now try and get back into the defensive. Keep that going as they play very well. Coming off a good, solid game. They'll get a test tonight. Ball kicked away. And it is taken around the 6-yard line for Rock Island. Skipping through the middle of traffic there across the 25-yard line. And a pretty good job by the special teams to cut that run short.
First man to get a hand on him was Kelly Hawkinson, playing with that right arm in a soft cast. So he can't use it, but he got the left arm out there. Slowed up the runner, and the rest of the team in good pursuit knocked him down at the 26. You know, on the touchdown pass, Mike, it really was a tremendous catch by Olin. He had to go up in the air for that, and there was a man right in front of him. And a heck of a job to come down with his feet inbounds. And, of course, you can't take anything away from Steck for a real strong-arm toss there on an excellent play. Looked like a pro-type touchdown.
They'll send Herndon in motion. They'll give it to the fullback up the gut. And not a lot there as they get it out around. The line of scrimmage was the 26. They get it up around the 30. And I want to say Watson is their normal guy. Chris Soar is the quarterback, a senior, not a big guy. They get 4 yards on the run, second down and 6 from their own 30. I believe it was Johnson. Johnson is their main guy. He's tough. They'll send Hearn in motion. This time they'll try to go on the right side, swallowed up by the defense. The Galesburg defense not going for the fake. Hearn took it off to the right side, and they smacked him down. And it appears to be no gain. Maybe a loss of one.
Now that name we called so often last week, Tyler Bond in there, as well as Cole Spinks. Sean Hickey told me he thought Cole Spinks had a much better game last week than the week prior. And from down here, it looks to me like he always has a pretty good game. But he's got the most demanding spot on the defense, your middle linebacker, basically. Required to do a lot, and the Streaks on a big third down here.
Wings left and right, no gain on that last play. They're going to try the left side this time with the football. Ed scampering out for a first down, and then some going out of bounds. Rock Island finds some running room on the left side, and providing the run for the Rocks. Big gain by Chris Glover, a 5'9", 165 junior. Glover gets Rock Island its first down of the game all the way out to their own 43, a pickup of 13.
And there's what Rock Island can give you that Alleman does not. Alleman does not have the outside speed. But Rock Island always dangerous, even if they don't put it on the in the air to make a big play with that speed on the wings.
This time they're going to go to the first guy through the hole, Johnson, out across the 45, out around the 48 before he comes down. So a big pile unloads, and they're going to get a lot of carries tonight as he's really their main guy. Talking about Matt Johnson, a 5'10", 216 senior. He's a big kid. Second down. Ball at the 47-yard line, a gain of four, second and six coming up.
Well, apparently Coach Boblett wasn't exaggerating.
No, Nico
Watson
not
is not
there.
Playing.
Johnson's playing the fullback. The wings are going to pitch it to the right side. Glover with the football. Can they swallow him up? Yes, they do. Back around the 45, 46-yard line. He goes down. They're going to lose one on this play. Great pursuit by the linebackers.
Andy Holloway leading the charge. Terrific job by Holloway to get there, and then a determined effort to grab the jersey and drag him down from behind. He was not going to let him get away.
Brings up a third and eight. They put that ball all the way back to the 46-yard line. Make it a third and nine on that. Loss of, I'm going to say officially one.
Now, Rock Island, a lot of room. The ball over here on the Galesburg fan side near hash mark, a lot of room the other direction. If they don't throw, they'll run wide that way.
Looking passing formation here. Shotgun, they're going to pass it out to a little pass out on the left side. Caught, and it's out of bounds. Not much there for Nathan Gray on the left side as he got it out around midfield. Looks to be a gain of about four or five, and Rocky will have to punt away its first possession. It is to midfield. We'll give it a gain of five and a punt coming up.
Yeah, excellent reaction by the linebacking defensive backs for the Silver Streaks. Let them have the completion, but then got out there in a hurry to limit the gain to just a couple of yards.
Good defense there. So they'll punt it away. A couple of guys back for the Streaks. Rockies usually had a pretty solid punting game over the years. This one is up in the air. The punter for Rock Island is Chris Sewer, their quarterback. It is taken, and not much happening there. Shy of the 20-yard line, immediately wrapped up. Back was, I believe
it was Jackson.
Or Jackson. Jackson was the one back deep. So Galesburg's going to have it close to the 18-yard line. So not as generous field position as before. Good special teams effort. Sewer, their punter. So both teams use the quarterback as the punter.
Homecoming here at GHS, when we were driving in the backside of the parking lot there, I saw a big sign for the class of 84. Of course, it would be their 25th year reunion here. A big tent here on the north end zone.
17-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Meredith, the man in motion, going for his left. That goes straight to the fullback up the gut, Jackson. And he's getting it out to the 20-yard line for a gain of three. Jackson, his second carry of the game, has 7 yards. 27 on the ground for the Streaks thus far. Second and seven coming up from the 20. Well, they even give it on the 21. They gave a little better spot than I thought. Make it a second and six. Receiver wide to the right, Olin. He's already scored a touchdown. Back to pass Steck. He's looking that way. Fires to Olin. It's a little short. And jumping the play for Rock Island was Marcos Cantu, one of the defensive backs, and thank goodness that pass was low.
Yeah, you saw that too. I'm down here thinking, I'm glad he short-armed that pass. Otherwise, it might have been six for Rocky.
So, it worked out. I like the variety in the play calling, though. Looking to go outside and throw the ball. I mean, if he gets it there a little quicker, he's open. So a third and six. Line of scrimmage is the 21-yard line. First incomplete pass of the game for Steck. Eight-play drive the first time. This is play number three in this second drive. They're looking for a first down. Need 6 yards for it. Slots left and right. Meredith going to his left. They're going to go up the gut. They got a first down across the 30-yard line with the ball.
Olman.
Olman squirts out of there and gets the Streaks their fourth first down of the ball game. They're making this look like they've done it a few times. Out to the... appears to be the 33-yard line. He picks up 12.
Took it right at one of the Rock Island big men. That's, and I do mean big, Dennis Rogers. He's a tackle, goes 310 pounds. But you can tell he's breathing hard out there, and Austin Finley and a few of them launched right into him.
Out to the 33, back to the slots this time. Steck, he's trying to do a little misdirection play, and that did not work. I don't know if that was just miscommunication or not, but... well, there wasn't much there. He tried to counter it a little bit. They went up the gut with Olman, and he got it Right back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, second and 10. 40 yards on the ground for the Streaks. 9 running plays and 3 pass plays. Second down and 10. 3:15 to go first quarter. Galesburg a 7-0 lead. Stack under center. Receiver wide to the right. This time they're going to go back to that fullback run. Pretty decent gain there out to the 37 or maybe a little more. 38 possibly would bring up a 3rd and 5 for Ullman.
If you heard the pregame, you heard Coach Vic Boblett of Rock Island mention that with some of the injuries he's had, he feels like this team is not as deep as some he's had in the past. So he was very concerned.
You wouldn't know it by the numbers on the sideline.
Yeah, as to whether he was going to be able to get the quality performance in some of those key spots that he needed against what he still feels is a very good Galesburg team.
Yeah, he's very respectful of it. Stack this time, keeps it himself, faked it, went across the 40-yard line. He's cut down very quickly. First guy there for Rock Island actually had 2 on the stop, but the first guy to get there was Marcos Cantu to make the stop of Steck, who got it out to the 41, a gain of 3 and a 4th and 2 coming up.
And Steck is
interesting.
Yeah, he's down. He got up, and then he limped a little bit,
boy.
And then he took a knee.
And that.
So now he's sitting down thinking it over a little bit as the Silver Streaks trainer goes out. I'm not sure whether it was a bit of an ankle
or a cramp more than anything. Boy. So at the 2:14 mark of the first quarter, Galesburg is 7-0 lead, a 4th down and a short 2 coming up. It's a situation where you punt it away. But right now, Andrew Steck down on the ground. He is sitting up. Something with the ankle, perhaps the calf, not sure. We're hoping it's a cramp. And so they're tending to him. Rock Island comes back to the sideline to meet with their coach, Vic Boblett. Get some instruction here. Obviously, a special teams play coming up with the line of scrimmage just at the Galesburg 41.
A couple other games in the conference tonight that we don't anticipate being very close. Certainly the one down in Quincy will likely be a blowout.
You would think.
And
I thought about sending Kai Killam an email. Offering dinner, whatever the case may be, to knock off Quincy. That would be nice. Anything.
Yeah, because we go down there next week. If they're 5-0, the whole town's going to be there.
Well, there's no doubt, and that's not good. Steck very gingerly getting off the field, and they're helping him.
Yeah, this is not good.
That's not a good sign.
All right, well, just like Rock Island, it's got a couple of injuries. Silver Streaks will have to step up and get things done here, at least for a little while, without Andrew Steck. He's a tough kid.
There's no doubt.
Wouldn't be surprised to see him be able to come back in this game, but at least
right now,
he's going to be taking some plays off.
So that will give the quarterbacking duties to Jared Carl, 6'4", 170 junior. And are they going to go for it? Because I don't know that they have a punter.
That's a good point. I even thought of that. Andrew's their punter.
Right.
Huh.
Well, they may be forced to go. This is interesting. And they are going.
That's not all bad, though. On 4th and, in a game like this, go for it. Go ahead and take your shot.
That's a wishbone formation.
Oh,
uh-oh. That was some movement and just all messed up. The snap was all off.
Yeah.
And they're going to decline that, and Rocky's going to get good field position. And that's why I'm a little nervous about doing that. But if you don't have a punter, there's nothing you can do. So they're going to lose a yard on what was really a bad snap, I think.
Yeah. Because Jared was still standing there, and the whole line had gone forward.
That hurts.
So,
I don't think he was down over there.
So it'll be on downs, and Rocky's going to have a good position here on the field at the Galesburg 40-yard line. And this could change everything. So they come to the line. They'll run a wing on the left, one on the right. They'll send the one on the left in motion, and they're going to give it to Johnson. He runs into a wall just across the 40-yard line. He may get one, it looks like, the 39 before he was driven down by a host of tacklers.
Kevin Hurd leading the charge.
Great
for
job.
The Silver Streaks there, and I think the defense even more fired up now, knowing the job that they have in front of them.
They rise. They really do. They rise to the challenge. It officially goes as no gain.
You know, that defense probably saying, hey, last week it ended 7-0. Why not tonight?
That's right. Ball back on the 40. It's where it was before. Again, the wings and the fullback Johnson. Send one wing in motion. They're going to fake the give. Back to pass Sewer. He's looking to his right. He has a pass completed or no? From here,
yep.
It looks like a catch.
Yep.
Out close to the 35-yard line. So it's a gain of around 5, it appears, from this angle.
Brandon Loomis on the reception for Rock Island. And I was right here on it. It probably could be argued that he really had that foot completely in bounds. But Galesburg coaching staff not too worried about it. It was a short gain.
Yeah, gain of about five out to a 35. Brings up a third and five with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. First quarter, Galesburg a 7-0 lead. So he's had two pass completions, both for 5 yards. They're looking for a first down here, 36 seconds to go. And it's a give up the middle. Nope, he's keeping it, trying to get rid of it. Now a flag, a pass is intercepted. Will it count? Olin picked the pass off at the 15-yard line. Intended out there on that side to Nathan Gray, and Galesburg has the ball. Pass interception, the second of the season by Nate Olin. So he's been the hero tonight.
Penalty flag on the field, but it was in the offensive backfield where you assume we're going to get a hold or
some sort of
blocking problem in which the Streaks, I would guess, would just decline it.
Absolutely. So an interception.
Well, the official's talking with Rock Island now.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign.
I don't know what infraction we could have had back there, but we'll find out.
Oh, come on. Oh, boy. Yep, it's not looking good. Defense back out of the field. Man.
Yeah, they're going to mark this off against the Silver Streaks.
Wow.
Did you get a face mask.
Oh, I saw the flag going when Sewer was back and trying to get rid of the ball. I did see the flag come out. I didn't see the actual face mask following the ball.
Well, and it was behind the quarterback on this side of the field. I'm guessing a good 20 feet from where the quarterback was. So it's one of those you hate to get that penalty anytime, man. But when you're that far away from the play, that's one of those that can cost you a big game.
So, fortunately, it was only the 5-yard variety, although it still hurts. From a turnover to a penalty and a third down and one from the Galesburg 31. All right, defense, with 27 seconds left in the first quarter and a 7-0 lead. Let's see what they have. Hearn is running one way. They give to the fullback. Johnson up the gut. He's got a first down across the 30 out around the 25-yard line. He picked up about 6 on that one, and he stopped the clock for just a moment for the first down. First down of the game.
Tyler Bond again up off the bottom of the pile and on the tackle for the Silver Streaks, and I need to get out of the way. The chain gang about ran over there.
Oh, the football now out at the 26-yard line, a gain of 5. Johnson with 13 yards on the ground. Rocky with 25. Last play of the quarter. They do get it off, and they go back up the gut again for short yard gain, maybe out to a 23. It's like a gain of 2 when we come back. Johnson again, the ball carrier. And we played one quarter after one. Galesburg 7, Rock Island nothing. Back with the second quarter after this. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Tune into Cardinal Baseball tomorrow as the Redbirds take on the Colorado Rockies. Coverage begins at 6:37.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
And back at Van Dyke Field, it'll be Rock Island football when they break huddle. At the Galesburg 25-yard line is second down. And about 8. Just got a score at the half. It is Stark County leading Alwood Roba 20-6. Game being played in Woodhull tonight. Obviously, many, many going on around the state, around our area. So the 23, second down and 8 coming up for Rock Island. They'll switch sides on the football field. Well, held to 27 yards on the ground that first quarter.
I'm sorry, Mike. In walking this direction, Andrew Steck sitting back on the bench, shoe off, ice pack on his left ankle. Doesn't look good for the rest of the night.
Johnson gets the handoff. No, he faked it, and he got driven back. It was a fake. They went to the left side, and Drexler Blue comes flying in, and he makes the stop on Chris Glover.
Good to see Drexler back out there bringing the energy after last week only being able to play on a limited basis. Gelsberg coaches told me before this one that he's still not 100%, but when you've got an ankle injury, you're not going to be 100% again, probably for 6 months, especially when you're continuing to put pressure on it. But they said they did feel he was substantially better this week, and as long as he doesn't tweak it again, he should be, well, probably at least 70% of his normal self. And boy, what a big play there.
Oh, a four-yard loss brings up third down and 12 from the Gelsberg 27. Shotgun here. Sewer rolling to his right. Completes the pass out on the right side. Not enough for a first down, though. On the receiving end of that pass appeared to be Oliver Vanderlinden.
Going to be real close.
Trying to hope it away.
They may have to measure.
Yeah, they'd go for it anyway.
But Vanderlinden, big target. He's the 6 foot six. He plays the defensive end spot, and also, Vic Boblett talks a lot about doing two platoon and not having guys go two ways very often. But especially with some injuries, mm-hmm. and with a guy like with Vanderlinden, with 6 foot six and ability, you're going to play a lot on both sides.
It was a 12 yard gain, and it brings up a fourth down and really a long one. Got it out to the 16 yard line. Fourth down and 1 3/4. And they're going to talk about it. Timeout on the field. We will take it as well with 10:38 to go in the first half. Gelsberg hanging on to a 7-0 lead. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL. .38 to play, first half, 7-0 Streaks. Andrew Steck injured. Either appears to be an ankle. The 2:14 mark of the first quarter, and Gelsberg leading 7-0. Rock Island with the football. A drive that began on the Gelsberg 40 when they could not convert on downs. And they have run seven plays on this drive. But a big play here with a fourth down and a long one. Wing on the right. That'll be Brandon Loomis. And they have another on the left. Here is the give straight up the gut. I don't know. Johnson, I believe, the guy with the football, maybe got it to the 15. Are they going to move the sticks? Yes, they are. So it is good for a first down. They give him 2 yards. First and 10 coming up, and a brand new set of downs for the Rocks.
Kelly Hawkinson rotates in on defense. Ricketts will come out as the Streaks trying to keep fresh bodies out there, learning from what Coach Hickey said he thought was a little fatigue there in that Richwoods games earlier in the season. So they got about four different players. They'll rotate them in and out, play three out of every four downs as long as the situation works.
So they're showing blitz on the linebackers. They'll go to the second guy through, and he's driven down after about a four-yard pickup off left tackle.
That was Brandon Loomis.
Loomis got the ball on the carry this time, just caught a pass earlier for 5 yards, and this time he gets the ball. So versatile guy, Loomis, first carry of the game.
Nate Olin, Andy Holloway both in on the stop that time for the Silver Streaks, who are trying to protect this 7-0 lead. And again, the defense is always important, but when your starting quarterback is down and might be out for the rest of the game, well, you'd love to be able to protect that lead.
Loomis with 5 yards down to the Gelsberg 10, second and five. He's the man in motion. They're going to fake this time. Sewer back to pass, lobs it in the end zone. Oh, did he get it? That ball was close to being picked off. It falls incomplete. Someone ran over there for the Streaks and about made it an interception.
Golden chance because that one was thrown right to him.
Sure
underthrown
was.
Ball. Mm. I would guess the Rocky quarterback, as soon as he let that go, was probably wishing it back into his own hands.
I thought he'd get it.
He did not see the silver streak there.
Well, this is a little momentum switch for the defense.
I think it was Bond.
I think it was, too, because it was the tallest guy out there, and he's 6'4". And he's a guy you don't want to really throw it his way. With those long arms, he'll knock it down. Third and five from the Gelsberg 10, 9:25 to go first half. 7-0 Streaks. Sewer under center. He's going to go to the second guy through, Hurd, and he's got to run into the end zone. He's close, and he's in. Can Earl Hurd at the 9:19 mark runs it in from 10 yards out, and Rock Island on the board, 7-6 Gelsberg. They'll kick the extra point, presumably.
Power run by Hurd that time. Streaks haven't given up much room in the middle to run in this one, but that time Hurd just blasted his way up through the middle.
Second carry of the game finds the end zone for him. And Rock Island a point away from tying it up. And someone else is down. This does look like cramps. It's a Galesburg player down.
That's Andy Holloway.
9:19 to play, first half. Rocky has responded with a 5-yard touchdown run. And working on left, hard to tell from this angle. Sewer is the holder on the extra point attempts. Can't see the guy who's kicking yet. Now they're going to come out and check on whoever this is down.
Yeah, Dr. Garnett coming out. And yeah, I'm like you, Mike. I think it looks like probably just a cramp situation with Holloway, and now he's up and, yeah, working good. It off. Looks like maybe the calf.
Okay.
Yeah, he's walking off. He'll
still
be
a little humid out, no doubt. A little cooler out there than it is in here.
Yeah.
But humid.
A little buggy out still tonight,
too. Oh, man,
too.
Sure is.
Mowed the yard today, and about three different variety of insects that wanted a piece of me. I think they're all coming in out of the... They're getting tired of being in the corn and soybean fields, and they're all coming into the urban areas.
So it's an 11-play, 40-yard drive that ends with a Canerl Hearn touchdown. The extra point coming up. Ball is, way up in the air, but it made it. The distance is good enough.
Good thing that wasn't in Dallas and it hit the scoreboard.
No kidding. So Rock Island ties the ball game on the extra point attempt. 9:19 to go. First half, Galesburg will have it when we return. This is a tie ball game at Van Dyke Field, 7-7. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at GalesburgLaw.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Van Dyke Field, Rock Island to kick it away to Galesburg. Big story so far, Andrew Steck out of the game at the latter part of the first quarter. Jared Carl coming in to replace him, and he'll get his first full series, presuming Steck's not going to be available. And it'll be kicking it away, Nathan Gray for Rock Island. And he puts his foot into it. It's kind of a squib again. And Galesburg's got Davidson, and he exploded across the middle and dropped it around the 40-yard line. I thought maybe, just maybe, he could take that. And he ran into a wall, and that was the only thing that was slowing him down. That was a nice run back, and he gets it around the 41.
Jeremy Rushing, number 44 for Rock Island, made the saving tackle that time. And, yeah, Davidson, he was a little like Devin Hester that time.
Sure
all
was.
Of a sudden, he just exploded up the middle, and I was like you. I thought, man, he's going to catch that seam and take it to the house, but they snared him right at the end. You know, Davidson, again, a guy that's kind of an enigma to me. I need to talk more to the offensive coordinators. We line him up play after play after play as a threat, but we never throw the ball to him.
Did at the end of the last game. He got a couple of grabs,
yeah,
but you're right. Other than that,
that was sideline routes.
Oh, absolutely.
Desperation time.
No question.
That's pretty tough to complete.
This time a give up the guts and not a whole lot there. A yard for the fullback. Caleb Ullman, the ball carrier, and a second and 9 coming up from the 41-yard line. So trying the fullback, and that time they stopped it. Ullman, 6 carries, make it 5 for 19. Galesburg, 43 on the ground.
Well, Silver Streaks again in a situation we never expected tonight, with Andrew Steck on the bench now with that ankle injury and Jared Carl having to run the show on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got end over.
So the slots left and right. We'll send Jackson in motion. Haven't used him much this time, Carl. He goes off the right side. Nice job to give the ball and follow Ullman through for a pretty good gain out to the 45. Picks up 4. And a 3rd and 5 coming up. Very manageable.
Yeah, you know, that's job one is to take care of the football. Of course, the first play was that that critical 4th down, and we messed up the snap and ended up giving the ball back to Rock Island, which eventually led to their score as they had a short field to work with. And with a new quarterback in, you've got that timing with the line, your exchanges. In fact, they were working. He and Ricketts are over here working on snaps the whole time the defense was out there.
Man in motion this time, Jackson. They're going to try this time Carl, and he gets a first down. Ran it across the 50 all the way about to the Rocky 45 as the Galesburg fans erupt over there. Nice run and fake. He faked and ran, and he made that look like he was a veteran. Great job.
Well, what a Rock Island players. Andrew Eagle, linebacker, mm-hmm. he was ticked off. He grabbed the towel from one of his...
I saw that. Threw it down.
Threw it down. Actually, I think it was the one that Carl has tucked into his pants there to be able to wipe his hands on to keep them dry with a wet ball.
10-yard gain by Carl and Dave Grimes of Monmouth looking for a touchdown out of his streaks in this quarter. Tied at 7. You get a $10 Hungry Hobo gift certificate and entered into the final drawing for the big party sub. So a new set of downs, first and 10 from the Rock Island 45. Man in motion is Jackson. They're going to do an end around and not going to get a thing.
Yeah, tried that crossbuck play, and Aaron Meredith had no room to run.
Nope. So another loss there is the defense was not fooled.
You know, that's
no gain.
That's a play when I used to cover the 1A football. That if you had a team with a good line mm-hmm. and a solid back, I saw teams just run forever on that play. But at this level, it doesn't seem to work very often.
Too quick.
The linebackers just adjust too well to that.
So a second and 10. No gain there. 6:45 to go first half. 7-7. Galesburg on the Rocky 45. Jared Carl in the quarterback just ran for a first down moments ago. And somebody jumping at the line. A lot of feet shuffling. Drexler Blue was moving from right to left. Thought maybe he was going to get that pitch. He hasn't had the ball. And let's see if it's on offsides on the defense. 5 yards. Oh, that's a lot better. Second and 5 from the Rocky 40. ...18 plays so far in the game, ran by the Streaks. Trying to get their fourth off here, and in business, really. They're going to pitch it this time on the left side, trying to get outside, and not much acceleration there by Drexler Blue. It looked like he has lost a step, at least offensively in this game, as he's saddled for a loss. Didn't have the burners around the corner there.
Yeah, I think a couple of things, Mike. The ankle, number one, and this field is slick.
Yeah, he did not get out there.
There's just that moisture, and I think the guys are a little afraid to try and plant too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've got the combination of Vanderlinden on that end for Rock Island. He's fast,
mm-hmm.
and he's long, and it's tough to turn that corner. And like you said, you need that explosion to turn around there. And I think he was hoping to get a block. He had Bo Merritt out there wide that time. And I don't know, the Merritt and then Finley came over too. If one of those guys could have got in front of Vanderlinden, we might have had something going, but it just didn't happen.
Two receivers, Jackson, one of them on the right. They're going to fake it to the fullback. Carl keeps it himself, puts his head down, gets it out close to the 35. We'll call it the 36, a gain of 6. They're going to go for it here, no doubt, with a 1 yard to go.
Good tackle by Nathan Gray of Rock Island.
Sure was, because that was a great fake by Carl.
It was. I thought he was going to get more out of that, and then Gray came up and real solid, just lit him up.
This will be a short yardage situation here. Fourth down and 2 from the 36-yard line. Let's see what the Streaks have in store. Not a lot of Robert Jackson so far. They're really mixing it up with the backfield. 4:53 to go in the first half, I think. Don't tell me we had to delay a game. We had a timeout, is what we had. Timeout on the field. We will take it. Galesburg took it. They're going to talk about it. 4:53 to go first half. 7-7 our score. Back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Van Dyke Field, 4:53 to go in this Second quarter, a key possession right here. Galesburg looking at a fourth and a long one from the Rock Island 36-yard line. And they come to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to overload the left side. Olin, Blue, among those out there, all three, and a fullback in this alignment. Carl, all of a sudden, there's a flag. See what happened this time. Had Jackson in the slot on the left side, had Blue out there on the left side, and they had Olin out there. If they got the defense to do what they wanted, there's clapping on Galesburg's side. I think they drew him off sides. They sure did. That was the plan, apparently, in the timeout. Someone saw something, and it worked. I'm guessing. So it's going to go to the 31 and a brand new set of downs.
Well, I think they might actually have gotten Vanderland and lining up offside. He was the one that threw his hands in the air over here. Whatever the case, first down. And as I suspected, Mike, Andrew Steck doesn't go out easily.
No.
He's up. He's got his shoe on. And
he was
talking to,
the
assistant coaches, I think, probably trying to talk them into maybe talking to Coach Olson, letting back in. But, boy, he's still limping a lot. I know he's game and he'd love to try it, but I'm just not sure. No more weight than he can put on that if that's a possibility.
More movement at the line and another flag with a first down and 10 on the Rocky 31 and 4:53 to go in the first half. It is on Galesburg this time. There was definitely movement. Their second penalty of the game. Make it their third for 15 yards. Still to move it right back. First and 15 from the 36 coming up. Boy, it's taking a long time to get this play in. Homecoming here at Van Dyke Field, a packed house. Looks great. Beautiful environment. Davidson, the receiver on the left side. Carl back to pass. Looks to his left. He hits Davidson for a short gain. Nope, fell incomplete. He dropped it. It was going to get popped right away about the 33-yard line. So the pass falls incomplete and a second and 15 coming up.
Initially looked right in Olin's direction, then quickly went back left to Davidson. And, you know, other than the miscue on the fourth down when he first came in, Carl's done a pretty nice job here. And you've got to think at this point, yeah, you'd love to have Steck running the show, but I would say right now the way he's walking on the sidelines, he's about 50% at best, and I think you'd rather have a healthy Jared Carl out there than Andrew if he can't put any weight on that ankle.
This time Carl's going to keep it himself. He explodes across the 30-yard line and down he goes. A pretty good gain there. Across the 30, down around the 29. He's going to pick up 7 and a 3rd and 8 coming up. He just kept it himself off the right side, saw the hole and took it. He's got 23 yards on the ground now. So they'll come back now with a 3rd down. And 8 from the Rocky 29. Just the nose just across the 30. 4:15 and counting in the quarter. Going to overload the left side. Olin over there. Blue over there. They're going to send Meredith in motion left to right. He's going to get the pitch. He faked the throw. I thought for a minute he might throw it. He got chopped down around the 30. So no gain on that pitch. He's just not getting any running room at all.
Emmanuel Hamilton for Rock Island over there with the sure tackle on Meredith that time, who lowered his head and tried to pick up a yard or two. It's been a fast-moving first half.
Sure has.
We're under 4 minutes here. Both teams have been keeping it on the ground and between the lines for the most part.
4th down and 8 from the 29-yard line. No gain on the pitch to the right. Do they have an 8-yard play? Let's see. Not sure about Carl throwing it. I don't know much about his ability in that regard. Again, the two on the left side, Blue and Olin. Carl going to roll out, fake the pitch, and he's going to go down. Tried to bust forward, and he goes down at the 29. No gain, and Galesburg gives it back on downs. So that drive stalls. Took a lot of time off the clock, but nothing happened.
Now, again, we've mentioned it earlier, but if you try and stop and plant and go the other way on this field, it's pretty tough tonight. And that happened to Carl that time. I think he had the right idea, but just not able to make that cut and go back in quickly enough.
So Rocky will get it.
This long turf, it's, you know, Coach Boblett for Rock Island was complimenting.
Yeah, I heard that.
He said this is the nicest, softest grass field they play on. He loves the turf, but when the grass is longer and it gets wet, I think it makes it even more slippery than if you had a little shorter turf.
One man on the wing, Loomis, and they're going to go off the right side, and it was actually getting the ball, Chris Glover. Not much there. We'll see where they spot. It looked like about a three-yard gain. That's apparently what it's going to be. A second and seven coming up as Glover picked up three. Ball on the 32.
What, whoever's in charge of the turf up at Soldier Field could learn a few lessons from the Gelsberg
crew. That's awful. That is just awful.
Hard to believe an NFL team plays on that.
And they've got the money to replace it.
Oh, and it's
something.
Been going through that for years.
Absolutely. Loomis the wing on the right. They have a wing on the left, sending him in motion. That's Hearn. Hearn not with the ball. It's the fullback instead. Johnson out across the 35 to about the 37. A five-yard pickup close to it. Brings up, a third and two. Rocky with 42 yards on the ground. Galesburg's really done a number on defense again. So far, playing very well.
Don't give up any big plays.
No.
I mean, with 2:45 and counting.
Well, you got to be real happy.
Rock Island, they're not going to get to the end zone at 3 and 4 yards a pop. They won't have enough time. So Streaks just need to buckle down against the big play.
Third down and two coming up. Seward gives it up the gut. Not much there for Johnson. He does not have a first down, not from this angle. He tried to go off right tackle. The line of scrimmage was the 37. Let's see if they give him a nice spot. They're talking about it, and it doesn't look like it's going to be. Certainly won't be a first down. Nope. They're going to put him back. He actually lost a little bit. It appears to be, we'll call it even, Steven, but about a football length loss. Brings up a fourth down and two. Good defense. So, we'll see what they do with the clock. 2 minutes and counting. They're going to wind it down as much as they can. 7-7 tie. Galesburg going to get the football back after the punt. Sewer is the punter. And wind it down. A minute 47 and counting. Band getting in position to entertain the folks at halftime. We'll bring you all the numbers. Fast moving first half. And they call the timeout before the clock bites them for a penalty. We'll hang on to it here. Had a score earlier of Stark County and Alwood Rova at halftime, 20-6, the Rebels leading. A lot of football around the area. Season is moving fast.
It really is.
Gosh, it's flying. Halfway
it's
done.
Over halfway done by the end of the night.
Yep. We're almost at literally the halfway mark of the football season. It'll be more than halfway done, and I'm still trying to get my bearings about me. It's a little too late.
We're hoping that it's just... It's just halfway if we can get a playoff berth, but if
that would be nice.
No playoff game and we're over halfway done.
Well, if you could somehow find a way to sting this group, you're going to have to score another touchdown at least. Obviously. And I think Rocky's going to have one more in them. The old Fox on the sidelines, he's got a trick or 10 up his sleeve. So they're back in punt formation. It makes me nervous. I never know what he's going to do. Sewer hanging around the 25-yard line. Back for Galesburg, Olin, and Robert Jackson as they stand between the 30 and the 35. Sewer puts it in the air. Pretty good punt end over end. It's going to take a bounce at the 33 and go back to the 30.
Well, Robert Jackson,
gets it.
Not very happy that he couldn't get over there. He would have loved to have had a shot at that.
Oh, sure.
But he did the right thing. That ball had a weird spin on it. It was kind of an angle, and then it hit the ground and just checked up. And so the best thing he could do is get away because you sure don't want to turn it over on your own 30.
No. So still a chance for Dave Grimes of Monmouth. If Galesburg can put seven on the board with a minute 32 to go in the first half, 7-7 the score. Rock Island and Galesburg. Western Big Six clash. To the line they come. On the left side is Robert Jackson in the slot. Keeping an eye on him. He's in motion. Going to give to Jackson a pitch, and he gets wrapped up. That was absolutely perfectly read by the defense, and that's going to be a loss of five.
That was a great play by Robert Jackson. That ball arrived at the same time the defender did, and most guys, I don't think, hang on to that ball.
He was hit hard.
And he did hang on, and... Aaron Meredith coming out that time. I think missed a block. He came out, and either that he was just looking for somebody, but if he'd have come out a little bit farther, he might have been able to prevent some of that penetration, but the play happened so quickly, just fortunate to still have the ball.
Wishbone formation this time, Carl. He's going to give it straight ahead to the fullback, and not sure if it's Meredith or if it is Ullman, but maybe a yard gain. and a timeout on the sideline, I believe. They stop the clock at 46 seconds. Football out to his 21. A 1 yard. Well, they put it down. It's not much. So they do call a timeout. The band will continue to make its way across. And a third and very long coming up for the Streaks. About a third and 15.
Pretty well size up this first half. A long touchdown throw from Steck to Olin for the Silver Streaks. And the Rock Island taking advantage of a short field. Putting together a short drive and a touchdown run by Hurd. And that's been a few other things happen, but those are the only two notable possessions in this half for either team.
Yeah, near interception a couple of times for Galesburg. And one called back on a penalty. The other just flat out dropped it. Would have been nice. That would have prevented that touchdown. So Galesburg to the line. 46 seconds to go. Third down 15 from the 25. They're back in the slots. Jackson in motion. They fake to him, and they lost the football. And look out. Rock Island is going to score a touchdown on that fumble. In for the score, a wild fumble, and Oliver Vanderlinden scores on a fumble from about 10 yards out, and Rock Island, just like that, takes a 13-7 lead. Yikes.
Well, that was one, as soon as you saw the ball go back there, the only thing around it were three Rock Island players. It's just a matter of which one was going to pick it up and run into the end zone. And another one of those unfortunate situations where that was completely because you've got your backup quarterback in, and just a mix-up again that time. And we've had two of those, and it's led to two Rock Island touchdowns. And,
wow.
And the lead. That's the bottom line.
Just can't give that up against this team, and I know it's tough. Kick on the way is good by Nathan Gray and Rock Island. On the fumble recovery by Vanderlinden, takes a 14-7 lead. Timeout on the field. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball tomorrow as the Redbirds take on the Colorado Rockies. Coverage begins at 6:37.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
My, how it's turned around. 39 seconds to go in the first half, and that fumble deflated a lot of air in the balloon. Vanderlinden runs it in, about a 10-yard fumble recovery. Point after attempt good. Rocky a 14-7 lead. 39 seconds to go, and it will be Gray kicking it away to the Streaks. Here he comes with it. Again, a line drive. Tough to grab one of those. And it is Davidson who grabs it around the 19-yard line, trying to get to his right, and he is swarmed shy of the 25. And down, he's trying to get as much as he can, but he finally goes down. 23-yard line is where Galesburg will get the football.
Larry Harris up there for Rock Island. First one made a big hit on Davidson, and he actually kind of quit on it. I think Harris thought he'd knocked him down if he hadn't quite got Davidson down yet. But I was afraid the ball was, there's a little frenzy there. I was afraid maybe the ball came loose, but thank goodness that didn't happen. 30 seconds to go, and, you know, somebody on the sidelines here was saying, oh, why didn't the Streaks just take a knee? But, you know, I don't agree with that. I mean, it's, we've got 40 seconds or so in the half, and, you know, you got Robert Jackson in the backfield. You never know what might happen if you
get
a couple of blocks. No, they really haven't. But
very surprised.
But, you know, I just, if you're on the five-yard line, there's a big run.
Big run up the middle. Ullman, a first down out across the 35, down to the 37, a 14-yard gain out of the wishbone.
You know, like I said, if you're back on your five-yard line, I got no problem with taking a knee and running the half out there.
Sure.
But so I'm not going to second-guess the coach on that one.
It's just
one of those things that happens.
Hindsight's always 20-20. Always. Timeout on the field, 25 seconds to go. We'll hang on to it here. So a big gain out of that tight-knit formation, loading up the backfield, and Rock Island certainly not wanting to give up the big play as Galesburg got it all the way out to the 38-yard line, so another first down. So there are seven first downs in the game. They have put together 77 yards on the ground, another 39 through the air. But the pass game has been halted after Andrew Steck went out in the first quarter with an apparent leg or ankle injury.
Some are speculating like a high ankle sprain type of thing.
Could be.
And again, he's still in uniform. He's got he keeps walking around trying to convince himself that he can that he can play.
He may be back in yet. Who knows?
He's not able to put any weight on that, though, to speak of, and that's pretty tough. I appreciate his wanting to do it, but I just don't know whether he would be of any value to us out there. It might just do more damage to his ankle. We'll see after halftime.
Wishbone again. Carl under center. He's going to give it this time to Jackson. He's going to try and run off right tackle. Bounced off one guy and then took it out to the 40 for a gain of 2 and a second and 8 coming up. 17 seconds and counting. Just his fourth carry of the game.
Man, he paid for that when he cut
back in.
I liked what he did. And then he just got erased by Dennis Rogers. He's that 310-pounder.
He's huge.
And he had a little momentum and hit Jackson from the side. And, wow, the pads clanked. And as you might guess, Robert went down quickly.
That's it after one half of football. Rock Island 14 points in the second quarter, and they lead it 14-7. Stay tuned for the halftime report. Brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Lori Plunk from WGIL with this reminder. Tour the Gilson Haunted House on weekends in October beginning October 3rd. A guaranteed good scare for all ages. The Gilson Haunted House is 100 years old and genuinely spooky. Get the details at WGIL.com.
Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Croc and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, areas of fog after midnight, low 52. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 69, low 53. Sunday, sunny, warmer, high of 81. Sunday night and Monday, cooler, partly cloudy, low around 48, high of 65. Currently, it is 68 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with a Galesburg Orthopedic Services halftime report. Brought to you by Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at the half, it is Rock Island, a 14-7 lead over Galesburg. A couple of mistakes just like last week, and it leads to Rock Island points. And we'll get to three of the highlights. One, a good highlight, and two, not so good. Four of the streaks in the second quarter as we get our stuff together here at the half. A lot of shuffling going around up here. Galesburg off to a good start in this game. Got the football. They started the game on the 37-yard line. And they were faced with a passing situation. On the eighth play of the drive, Andrew Steck dropped back and found Pater. Jackson in the fullback position now. Back to pass is Steck. He's looking right. He eludes one guy. He's going deep for Olin in the end zone. He makes the catch. It's a touchdown at the end zone. A 34-yard pass from Steck to Olin. Streaks lead 6-0. And the extra point by Lucas Miller is successful in Galesburg at the 7:45 mark of the ball game. A 7-0 lead, an 8-play, 63-yard drive that capped off by that 34-yard touchdown pass from Steck to Olin. Then some problems came along as Rock Island punted the football away on their first possession. Galesburg on the second possession of the game got the football, and with 2:14 to go in the first quarter. Andrew Steck went down. He was replaced in the game by Jared Carl, who played the rest of the way. Galesburg turned the ball over on downs, and it was a bad snap where Carl and Ricketts weren't on the same page. Rock Island got the ball back on the Galesburg 40-yard line, and they put together a pretty long drive of their own. And their second possession worked it all the way down to the 5-yard line when Canero Hearn found the end zone. He's going to go to the second guy through, Hearn, and he's got to run into the end zone. He's close, and he's in. Can Earl Hearn at the 9:19 mark runs it in from 10 yards out, and Rock Island on the board, 7-6 Galesburg. They'll kick the extra point, presumably. And that they did. Nathan Gray made it. It was 7-7 at that point. And then, Galesburg, toward the end of the half, the defense had buckled down, and Rock Island held in check, really, offensively, and we'll hear more about that when we get to the numbers. I mean, it's pretty interesting to see how the sixth-ranked team in the state comes in and really has been shut down despite having a lead, but a disastrous turn of events as Galesburg, with the football, they had it on their fourth possession, got it at the 30-yard line, and on the third play, it was not a good deal. Jackson in motion, they fake to him, and they lost the football, and look out, Rock Island is going to score a touchdown on that fumble. In for the score, a wild fumble, and Oliver Vanderlinden scores on a fumble from about 10 yards out, and Rock Island, just like that, takes a 13-7 lead. Yikes. And the extra point was good, and there they had a 14-7 lead, and that's where we stand right now. Oliver Vanderlinden, the defensive touchdown, I don't know if it was a pitch. It just was. It was a not your basic fumble, or it just kind of falls at your feet. It was out on the side, out on the left side, and it was right in front of him. He just picked it up and took about four or five steps, and in he went. The line of scrimmage when that happened was the 25-yard line, and what a disastrous play. So Galesburg on a downs situation where they give the ball back, a short yard for Rock Island, and they score on an 11-play drive, and then just like that, a look what I found fumble. As Vanderlinden runs it in, and they have a 14-7 lead. Come back and crunch these numbers together. Play accountant here at the booth. See what story that's telling here in the first half. Again, Rock Island, a 14-7 lead over Galesburg at the intermission. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
You know how great it is to have a really good friend? Someone who has stood by you during the good times as well as the bad? That's the kind of friend you will find with your local Pekin Insurance Agency. Craddy Insurance in Galesburg will help you with all your insurance needs. We are right here, close to home, and will settle claims as quickly and fairly as possible. When you buy that new car, build the home of your dreams, or have a new baby, call Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Galesburg High School Football and WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Red 22.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
Blue 45.
We're proud to support the Silver Streaks football team and cheer them on to another winning season.
What do you think of these drapes for my living room? Red for $22 or the blue for $45?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Galesburg High School girls swimming and diving coach Ray Van Uttigam tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL. Back at the half, 14-7 Rock Island lead over Galesburg homecoming. The band out there performing and putting on a show for the home folks. A pretty quick-moving first half. We went over the scoring. Nate Olin on the receiving end of a 34-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Steck. And then Ken Earl Hearn, a 5-yard touchdown run for the Rocks, and a fumble recovery by Vanderlinden for a touchdown, and that's been all the scoring in the first half, and that touchdown came with just 39 seconds to go in the half. Let's look at the numbers for the Rocks, brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all of your insurance needs. On paper, they're not doing a whole lot, to be quite honest. Just 64 yards of total offense on 19 plays on the ground, 15 carries for 42 yards, and Chris Sewer through the air 3 of 4 for 22 yards, 19 plays, 64 yards of total offense. That's it. 22 on the ground by Matt Johnson, 8 carries for 22, and Chris Glover 4 for 10. And the receptions, three guys have caught passes. Nathan Gray, a 5-yard reception, Brandon Loomis, a 5-yard catch and a 12-yard catch for Oliver Vanderlinden. Gillsburg, on the other hand, has run 28 plays in the first half, making 29. So 10 more plays than the Rocks for 118 yards. 25 carries for 79 on the ground. Andrew Steck, before leaving the game with an injury, 2 of 3 for 39 yards and a touchdown. Jared Carl came in relief. Threw just one pass. It fell incomplete. So Streaks 2 of 4 passing for 39 yards and a score. Nate Olin, 2 grabs, both those receptions, and of course had the touchdown. And on the ground, not a lot going on with Robert Jackson. Steck was doing a nice job when he was in there. He opened the game with an 8-yard run and then a 14-yard run. So he had 4 carries for 30 yards before he went out, and he's leading the way in that category. Olin getting a lot of work in the fullback position, 8 carries for 27 yards, make it 37 yards. And that's right, he had a 14-yard pickup there toward the end of the first half when they got their 7th first down. Jared Carl, 22 yards on 6 carries. Steck again, 4 for 30. Jackson just 4 for 5. So not much happening on that side. We'll see what kind of adjustments they make at the half for the second half. And again, going to have to call on the defense to make a stop because Rock Island will have the ball first and leading 14 to 7. So Galesburg, 29 plays, 118 yards of offense. The sophomores lost big, dropped their 2nd in a row as Rock Island won that game 40 to 13. More from Van Dyke Field in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
I love getting a deal on 2 breakfast sandwiches at McDonald's, but why don't they just make one huge sandwich the size of 2?
Biter's remorse.
Biter's remorse?
You know when you take the last bite of your Egg McMuffin?
Oh, it's devastating.
Yeah, well, with 2 sandwiches, you finish one, you got one more. No biter's remorse.
Wow. McDonald's thinks of everything.
Live without regret. Mix and match any 2 hot and savory Egg McMuffin or Sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $3. Only for a limited time and only at McDonald's. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary. Price of single item noted on menu board.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Tune into Cardinal Baseball tomorrow as the Redbirds take on the Colorado Rockies. Coverage begins at 6:37.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Back at the half, the band performing. Halftime, still a ways to go before we get that second half of play kicked off. And again, heard maybe the promo for Sports Saturday. Ray Vanottigam, the girls swimming and diving coach, will be the guest tomorrow on the show. We'll obviously recap what happened here. When it's over tomorrow morning, get the words of Wes Olson after the game. Hopefully it'll be a homecoming win, and hopefully Andrew Steck's going to be okay. That's a major concern right here. And him going out, obviously the leader of the team on the offensive side, one of the team leaders in general. And Wes Olson talking about him in the pregame when I asked about him, you know, just raves about his work ethic and how good a person he is, and there's no doubt about it. Let's hope he's okay and that the Streaks defense can hold again. They've been asked to do that a lot. Remember the Dunlap game. They were able to do it. Did all they could last week. Couldn't ask for anything more, holding the opponent to 7 points in the game. And right now, defensively, they really have held the opponent, the 6th-ranked team of the state, to 7 points. The other, of course, coming on a turnover. Other big 6 games tonight. Of course, Moline really hurting for a win. 0-4. And 0-1 in the big 6 after getting blown out by Quincy in the 4th quarter. They had a 17-7 lead in that game. It was 17-16 after 3, and Quincy put up a ton of points in the 4th quarter and won it 40-17, and Quincy's 4-0. And could go 5-0 tonight if United Township can't stop them. UT at 0-4, and they have a long losing streak, a winless campaign a year ago. And this losing streak goes back to Kai Killam's, I think, his 3rd game as the head coach of the Panthers. So they're trying to get back on the right track. It's been a while for them, and Quincy trying to go 5-0. And Moline, of course, trying to get their first win against Rock Island Alleman. We know that stingy defense. They're 3-1, and they're playing at Augustana College. Olympic Conference, a tough game for Monmouth-Roseville tonight. The Titans at 1-3, 0-1 in the Olympic. At 2-2, Macomb. Macomb at 0-1. They had to play Orion, their first conference game of the season. Orion at 4-0 is playing Farmington in Orion tonight. The Farmers at 2-2. The other 2 schools, Sherrard and Rock Ridge, involved in non-conference games. West Prairie Trail, all kinds of stuff going on. Stark County and A&R, 20-6 Stark at halftime of that game. Also United and North Fulton, Abingdon and Peoria Heights. A lot of action, and we'll recap all of that tomorrow. Keeping an eye on Jim as he's going to go find Jay Barshinger to have a word. They've made eye contact. It is brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. So we'll hear from the offensive coordinator, Jay Barshinger, about what they're going to do here with the apparent loss for the game of Andrew Steck. We'll send it down on the field to Jim Lee and Coach Barshinger.
Okay, thanks, Mike. We'll try and talk over Run DMC and Aerosmith here. Jay, you really ran into some bad luck, doggone it, of all nights. Andrew Steck gets the ankle injury, and directly some bad exchanges from center to quarterback lead to both Rock Island touchdowns.
Yeah, the situation on the first one, we were going on first sound. Their defense yelled shift, and Pudge thought it was the quarterback saying that, and so he snapped the ball before he was under there. So that was, you know, miscommunication, you know, intensity. And the other one was just, you know, fullback got through a little quicker than we got around to hand the ball off. So, yeah, it was, you know, two mistakes that cost us touchdowns.
Yeah. The touchdown pass we had, a thing of beauty, wasn't it?
It was. It was a great pass. You know, we had a couple of interceptions, you know, called back one on a face mask call, and, you know, another one. It just, you know, those things happen.
You were running inside pretty effectively with Ullman and Steck until his high ankle or injury or whatever we're going to call it, but I'm assuming we won't see him in the second half?
I really don't know. To be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to talk to Dr. Gannett and to Denise, the trainer. That would be my assumption. He's got it taped up. He's walking around a little bit, but I don't have any ideas right now.
I'm sure he would want to, but he's limping pretty heavily. And I see Jared Carl out there meeting with the officials, so I assume you're looking at Jared to start the second half. Do we have a passing game? Are there still some things we can do with him?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jared brings to the table a lot of things. You know, Jared did a great job last year as a sophomore. And he's been a wonderful backup. I mean, Jared has a lot of things that he brings. He ran the ball a couple times here in the first half and really does a nice job. He just has to kind of get himself settled a little bit, and I think he's going to do that the second half and have a big game.
So do you have to make some alterations, though, to your game plan with the change of quarterbacks?
Oh, absolutely. I think anytime you change your personnel, you got to change things. And, I mean, Andrew obviously has some great things to do, and Jared brings some things to the table as well. So you got to kind of tweak a few things. But if you're handing the ball off, you're handing the ball off. I think we don't have to make a major changes, but a few changes here and there.
Okay, well, Jay, we're still in the ball game. Hopefully that next score, whoever gets it, is going to be pretty big.
Absolutely, and, you know, they get the ball first here, so we need to get a big stop. Our defense has been playing great. We just need to do it again.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
That's offensive coordinator Jay Barshinger speaking with Jim Lee down on the field. And Jared Carl really appears to be in his hands at this point, and he did. He had a couple of nice running plays there. In the first half, he ran for a first down on one. He put together six carries for 22 yards. So out of the quarterback position, Steck before he went out, four carries for 30. So 52 yards out of the quarterback position, just simply running the ball. And 37 out of the fullback, Caleb Ullman, trying to get the likes of Robert Jackson. Just not much for him tonight. Four carries for 5 yards. And Aaron Meredith just running into walls lately. Three carries for -8. Drexler Blue trying to go on the outside on a pitch to the left, and he lost a couple of yards there. So 79 in all. Penalties 3 for Galesburg for 15 yards, so not a huge deal there. And Rock Island, just one penalty in the game. So very disciplined there with just 5 yards of penalties, and Galesburg really had the time of possession and certainly more plays in the first half with 29 to Rock Island's 19. Of course, Rock Island would love to come out, put together a nice long drive, run some of this clock down, and go up by a couple of touchdowns. Galesburg's defense, it's been a while, as good as they've played, that they've not forced a turnover in some time. Right now, it's Galesburg as a team. Offense has committed 9 turnovers now on the season. The defense has forced 5. So you're looking at a category there, obviously, of a difference of 4, and you'd like to see that really flipped around the other way and see the defense find a way to somehow strip that ball loose, whether it be on a tackle or a pursuit, find a way in that situation in the end zone to make that pick. And obviously penalties, they're going to happen. But the one cost the streaks a pick maybe by Nate Olin. So a lot of football still to play. We'll have 2 more Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest participants if the streaks score in the respective quarters, the third and the fourth. The name that is selected will get a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo in Galesburg, and the name will be entered into the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo at the end of the football season. So good luck to that. We've already had one winner, Jody Long of Galesburg in the first quarter when the streak scored, and Dave Grimes did not get so lucky with Galesburg not able to score in the second quarter. And again, two more names, and when the streak's going offense, we'll start that back up again. To start the second half, though, it'll be Rock Island on the offensive side and Galesburg on the defense. And again, with the loss of Steck, what do you do about punting? Who becomes your punter? As Caleb Miller handles the kickoff duties, but the punting game, the reason Galesburg went for it that eventually led to a Rock Island touchdown was they didn't have anybody to punt the ball, I'm presuming. So here, they'll kick it off to the Rocks to begin the third quarter, leading Rock Island, that is, leading 14-7. And I'm looking out there. Miller's the guy who's going to kick it away.
I'm out of breath down here.
Well, you're doing a lot of running around, man. You've been running all night.
I realized I didn't have my roster.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, I think I know most of the primary players pretty well. Invariably, there'll be somebody that is a key player that I have no idea who it is. So.
Miller gets a good foot into the football, taken at the 6-yard line, and Rock Island with it. Gillsburg going to try and make a stop, and look out. There is a man who blows through a bunch of guys, and they are finally getting him down. It was Emmanuel Hamilton. I thought he was gone. A saving tackle toward the end. Miller was over there, and I thought he was gone.
Yeah, I was sitting down here at the end zone making my way back, but looking right behind it, and I'm like you, I thought he was gone, but somebody was able to get an arm in there to slow him down.
Man.
And then the pursuit finally caught up. It was kind of like Davidson for us.
Yeah.
In the first half, I thought he was gone, and somebody just able to slow him down enough that the pursuit could catch up.
They're going to hand it off on the left side, and a second burst gets the runner up to the 49-yard line, a pickup of three. And looking to see who it was. It
Johnson.
Was Johnson who carried it, so he earns three more. He's got 25 on the night.
Fullback build at 5'10" and 216 pounds. Not quite as big as Nico Watson, who goes 250, who's normally their starting fullback.
That's right, and usually he's a halfback or a wingback in this formation. They're using Hearn. They're using Loomis a lot more. He's on the right wing right now. And they're going to send Hearn in motion. They're going to go up the gut again to Johnson. He gets into Galesburg territory down around the 47-yard line. Looks like a gain of about four and a third down and three coming up.
My gosh, this guy that's their left tackle is an absolute building.
He's huge.
He's 6'4" and 350 pounds.
Brad Steger. He's only a sophomore. He's going to be around a long time.
Or 6'5", 350. You think there won't be... If he's got some skills, there'll be some big colleges looking at him.
They've got 310, 280, 280, looking 258. They got some big kids. Now this time they'll use the wing on the left. They're going to give it to the second guy through Hearn across the 45, down close to the 40. Officially, it's going to be the 42 and a first down for the Rocks as Hearn finds some daylight.
Good tackle by Aaron Meredith coming up. Wrapped him up well, brought him straight down, but not after a first down gained by Hearn.
Down to the Galesburg 42. They've come out with a bounce in their step. 11-yard pickup. Well, they're going to try and work this clock and beat up the line a little bit and get a little separation. No doubt about it. Just underway.
Well, they know if they can punch one in here and Galesburg having to play without their starting quarterback is going to be real tough on the Silver Streaks.
Again, the two wings and a fullback man in motion. They're going to give it to the fullback Johnson straight ahead to the 40. Maybe the 39, that's about it. Another 3-yard pickup. Second and about 7 coming up.
Cole Spinks got an arm on him, and then Marcus Harris finished him off in there.
Boy, there was a lot of tough dudes on that line there playing against each other.
Defenders in there trying to pump each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hurd and Kenny Magruder in the interior of that line.
Nose of the football just across the 40. 9:43 and counting already. About 2.5 minutes gone in this third quarter. Back to pass is Sewer. They tried to set up a screen. Now he's running. In pursuit, Galesburg. He fires to the right side. The pass is dropped. Trying to hang up just long enough for Olin to get the interception. Loomis could not hang on to the football, and it falls incomplete. And there was a lot of pressure on Sewer that time.
Yeah, most of it coming from Cole Spinks, who was bearing down. Came in on the left side of Sewer. He was able to roll right and buy himself a little bit of time, but he had to get rid of it pretty soon because Spinks was thundering up behind him and then just a flat-out drop over there on the Rock Island sideline.
So a third down and seven from the Galesburg 39. Soar gets the play from the sideline. I'm a little surprised they threw there. They seem to have had a little success on the ground the last couple of plays. They'll use one wing this time on the left side. And they're going to go to the second guy through. It's Hurd. He appears to be a little short of the first down as he got it across the 35, down around the 34. It appears to be it's going to be around a fourth down and a long one, maybe two.
Spinks and Finley in on the tackle for the Silver Streaks. You know, the more I look at this Brad Steger, this big kid,
he's
only
huge.
A sophomore.
Yeah.
6'5 and 350. He's about the Moline had a kid about that size, only he was a lot more lean than this young man is at this age. But I don't know. He went on to play a D1 school, that kid from Moline a few years ago. He was he was just incredibly big and athletic. This guy could probably stand to lose about 20 pounds if he does.
He's huge.
Oh, he's going to be something.
Fourth and two. They're going for it. And both sides trying to pump their side up. Soar under center. He's trying to draw him offside. Goes to the first man through Johnson, and I think he's going to get it. I'm not sure, though. The second push back made me hesitate.
Well, and you know, just as we were talking about Brad Steger, the real big kid for Rock Island, he was on the back side of that play pushing the pile forward.
And he probably got it. They're going to measure. From this angle, it looks like he's going to get it. Needed two. He needed to get it out to about the 32, and we'll see. Tough to tell. We'll bring the chain gang out. Obviously, Galesburg holding his breath, hoping they can get this ball back on downs. Yeah, they ran behind the house. And it'd be a big momentum shift if they don't get it. Uh-oh. They're pulling that chain tight. I don't think so. They did not get it. According to the sideline, first down, Galesburg. They held on downs. He needed two, and he got about 1 3/4 or more. Wow. That is a big stand right there. I'm sitting here holding my breath thinking he did get it until I saw the chain. So on downs, they get it. Galesburg's given it back on downs twice, so the line of scrimmage here is the 33.
Offense fires out onto the field.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping to get something done as their defense makes the big stand.
Carl under center. Again, the slots. We're going to go with the fullback this time up the gut. Fairly good gain there across the 35, out around the 38-yard line. A gain of 5. Caleb Ullman. Ullman with 42 yards on the ground now. He just quietly puts together a lot of yards every game. He's tough as they come.
Well, your primary attack, you want to be on the ground. But at some point, we've only taken one shot down the field, and that's resulted in a touchdown. Now, granted, that was when Steck was in there early in the ball game, but Jared Carl has played some quarterback. He can throw the ball, and at some point, I think he'll do it. You got to go down the field again.
A lot of switching in the backfield. They're going to get Galesburg. Boy, Jackson, and it's going to negate a first down run across the 45. Jackson, and I don't know if it was someone else back there. It's probably an illegal formation or jumping around. It's a shift, and it's on Galesburg. That's coming back five. It just was messed up from the get-go.
It was a good insight from Jay Barshinger there at halftime about that first play when Jared came in to replace Andrew at the in the first half, and it was a really weird play. We just knew that everybody was jumped, and how he said the defense actually got the offensive line to jump off.
Right.
And that explains it more to me, because it wasn't a case where it was a bad exchange. He just never got it. Now, you saw the whole offensive line move, so it was not Jared Carl's fault at all. It was more the offensive line.
Interesting.
Jumped the gun. So don't put it all on Jared on that one play, certainly.
So second and 10 now from the 33, Streaks football. And Carl this time gives it to Ullman, who tried to go off left tackle, and he ended up getting two or three out of that. Got it out to the 30. It's going to be a pretty good spot. 38, gain of 5, so third and 5 coming up. Ullman now with 47 on the ground.
And again, Drexler Blue is still on the sidelines. He played some of that first half, but he's still not. We need him.
Yeah.
We just don't have. I mean, Jackson gives us some inside speed, but we don't seem to want to take him to the outside. And without Drexler, we don't have any speed around the end. And, you know, it's tough to play Rock Island when you're not throwing the ball and you have nothing around the end. Beat him with fullback dives is going to be pretty tough.
Faking the give and keeping it himself is Carl. And he is going to come up short of a first down, down to the 42. He needed 5, and he got 3 3/4. Officially, they'll probably say 4.
Looks like Tyler Bond's going to handle the kicking duties in the absence of Andrew Steck.
Get on the shoulder.
Steck did not punt when he was in the game. So fourth down and one. Boy, I'd love to see a fake and see it work. You know everybody's thinking the same thing on the other side. They're not going to fake it on us.
Streak's going to have to take a timeout.
Yep,
here,
too much time. Too much time. That hurt.
A lot of indecision.
So a timeout on the field with a fourth down and one from the Galesburg 42. Galesburg, assuming that they may be punting this football away, will take the break. 14-7 Rock Island. 6:17 to go in the third quarter. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Well, there is a free ride. If you're over 65 like me, you can ride the bus in Galesburg for free Monday through Saturday. You won't pay a red cent. Consider it a reward for the wisdom of your years. So, while my younger, age-impaired friends pay for gas, I can go out to lunch, shopping, or to my doctor. And at least getting there is free. It's the ultimate senior citizen discount. Zip, zilch, zero, nada. Riding the bus is free.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Back at Van Dyke Field, they're going to go for it.
I did not.
They are going for it. Slots on the left and right, and Rocky really creeping up now. Well, Carl keeping himself, run behind Ricketts. Oh, my gosh, a bad snap, and it happened again. Something happened with the snap and the exchange, and it happened again, and Rock Island's going to get it in even better shape than they did last time. They got it on the 40 last time. It's going to be closer to 35. Yikes.
Well, at
man.
Least from where I'm at, Mike, it looked to me like Jared just he saw all the Rock Island players jumping up there and stacking the box, and he tried to get out too quickly.
Boy.
And he just took off without having a good handle on the ball. And by the time he finally did get it, he just got smeared.
Man.
He's almost got to be shoulder to shoulder.
So on the third time, Galesburg's given it back on downs. It is actually the 40-yard line. They put it on the 40, so here we go again. This time the defense trying to hold. They're going to show shotgun formation this time, two receivers. Sewer the man. It's a little delay handoff. They give it a pretty short gain. Well, he was out of bounds. He was running toward the out of bounds. Guy with the ball, Nathan Gray.
Yeah, able to.
I thought he stepped out before that. Yeah.
Ended up getting five yards.
Out to the 35-yard line. A gain of five by Gray. Second and five coming up. Cardinals and the Rockies. 1-1 in the top of the eighth inning.
How badly do the Cardinals want to be able to celebrate in the clubhouse and not wait on
right.
the Cubs to lose, right?
That's right. It's just something about that that's just kind of scary.
Send Jeff Baker a Christmas card for hitting that home run in San Francisco
last night. It's time back to the traditional set. Second man through, gets the football, and he just juked one guy and took off, and now it's Hearn trying to race his way toward the goal line. A huge gain. And Rock Island is in business as they have the football. Inside the Galesburg 10-yard line, I said Hearn, but it was actually Chris Glover who ran that ball down there for a first down, and Galesburg's got problems.
Good-sized crowd for Rock Island made the trip down, and they haven't been very vocal. The yards that they gained for the most part tonight had been pretty hard-fought, but that time got a big run, and you heard that Rock Island side erupt over there underneath you in the press box, Mike.
27 yards on the gain by Glover. And it's first and goal from the Galesburg 8. Wings left and right. This time it's the first man through. The fullback pulls his way ahead across the five, but short of the goal line. I'm guessing that's Johnson. It is. As they unpile, he gets it across the five, down near the three. So a gain of five and a second goal from the Galesburg three.
And so many what-ifs in that first half.
Oh.
A couple of opportunities for interceptions, one negated by a penalty, the other just a drop right over here. The same end zone Rock Island's knocking on the door at now.
Sewer under center, and some movement up front. Not sure which side did it.
Streaks had too many men on the field, I think.
Oh, boy. Well, the mistake's starting to wear. So they'll go half the distance to the goal. If that's the case, they'll put it around the two.
Tyler Bond was trying to get off the field.
Sean Hickey coming out there. They get a timeout.
Apparently, they got a timeout called before the before the penalty. So that's two timeouts we've used already.
So they officially mark it at the four-yard line. It's a second down and goal from the four. We'll hang on to it here. 5:21 to go in the third quarter. Trish Utzinger of Monmouth. A couple of Monmouth residents on our list today when Galesburg gets the ball back. Hopefully not down 21-7. We'll be looking for a streak score in the third quarter for a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo. But right now, the two exchanges, one led to a touchdown earlier. And this one is apparently on its way unless Galesburg can find some magic on that defense and get a turnover.
Yeah, you hate to see us. I mean, I would hate to see us go down two scores even if we were 100%.
Oh, no doubt.
Right now with our offense really hampered by the injury to Steck and, as we said, Drexler Blue able to play but not really getting all that many plays out there, especially on offense. Boy, that just takes away... takes away a couple of big weapons. And I guess, you know, you can't... It's kind of like Vic Boblett was telling me, the Rock Island coach before the game, he wasn't making any excuses. I mean, he's come in with some injuries, most notably the big kid, the running back, Miko Watson, the 240-pound fullback who's been the leading rusher in the Big Six through the non-conference season in the first week. But you make do with what you got, and right now Rock Island having a little bit better of it.
And they're at the four-yard line, 5:21 to go third quarter. Going to give it to the second guy through and fake everybody out with Hearn.
What a run by, he just ran over Davidson.
Sure did.
Impressive.
Faked it with the fullback. Hearn took it off the left side from 4 yards out. His second touchdown run of the game. And Rock Island a 20-7 lead at the 5:17 mark of the third quarter. They just quietly kill you and make you pay for mistakes. And a touchdown for Rock Island. So they'll kick the extra point. It is blocked.
And I think Blue got that.
Well, Drexler Blue makes a play on special teams. And our score, Rock Island 20, Galesburg 7, 5:17 to go third quarter. Timeout on the field. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online, just log on to WGIL.com.
Rock Island adds to its total 20-7. And Earl Hearn, his second touchdown run of the game. And Galesburg going to get the ball back here in a moment. Really scuffling on offense at this point. They have the football now, trying to get it in pretty good field position. And they get a pretty good run back near the 39-yard line. And running it back was that D. Dortch again.
Yeah, just a carbon copy of the first kickoff.
They're not wanting to go long for some reason.
Yeah, they don't really want to kick it to Jackson. And I don't blame them.
No.
Or Davidson for that matter either.
They're going to get it on the 39-yard line to start this drive. So Robert Jackson going to replace Ullman in the fullback slot. Going to send a receiver wide left, Justin Davidson, and Olin to the right. Again, the slots. One is in motion. They're going to go with Carl keeping it. No, went to Jackson. He squirted his way across the 45 out around the 47-yard line. Good fake there for an 8-yard pickup and a second and two.
I'd love to see the offensive line be able to make a little more room for him.
Because yeah, because he can go.
Robert can really get some things done.
But he can go.
You've got to get him a little opening, as with any runner.
So out to the 47-yard line. Said second two, should say second three is what it is. Meredith, the man in motion this time. Carl's going to keep it himself, put his head down. And instead, it's a fake. Great job, Jackson. Huge run across the 30. What a fake by Carl to get the ball to Jackson. He got it all the way out to the 26-yard line. Huge hole there for a gain of 27. Wow. We asked for him, and we got him.
And Jackson probably not as strong as Ullman in that fullback spot, but he gives you the better speed. And, you know, Ullman, more of a true fullback, he plows straight ahead. Jackson's always looking for an opportunity to cut. And he did it again there and got left and got big yards.
He's doing it out of the fullback slot. He's getting the football again. He bounces off. He fumbled the football this time, and Rock Island, I think, has it. Oh, brother, they do. Jackson lost the football. He went to his right, tried to cut back, and around the 25-yard line, it popped out, and Galesburg, second fumble, lost in the ballgame.
I haven't seen any crosses.
Yeah, it's tough.
Our tackles didn't get down there.
So a promising drive is gone as Rock Island gets it back on the fumble. Line of scrimmage is the 24-yard line. And they'll line it up again. It's 4:26 to go in the third quarter, leading 20-7. This time they're going to go off the counter play. Hearn with the football out to the 35-yard line. A big gain of 11 on the first play of this drive.
We'll give those to Chris Glover that time, Mike.
It is Glover. You're right. You're right. 48 yards on six carries. He has exploded his last two carries.
And it seems like Rocky's starting to wear us down a little bit out there. They didn't have much room to run in the first half, but the first drive here that they scored on in this third quarter, and now again they seem to be finding some solutions against the Galesburg defense.
Loomis lined up, that is, in the right wing position. Go to the second man, first man through. They faked it to Hearn and went to Johnson.
Yeah, I think so. It's such a big pile.
Yeah, a huge pile.
Yeah, it was.
Johnson. Out to the 37-yard line, a second and eight coming up. Johnson now with 40 yards on 14 carries in the game. Rocky now with 123 on the ground. They had 42 at the half.
6-2
or 7. So they have worked the ground game well. 3:34 and counting of the third quarter as they are in command. It's time the second man through. Bounces off one guy. And now it's a foot race. Trying to beat two guys out to the Galesburg 45 for another first down. It is Loomis. First down and 10 as he broke loose for a 28-yard gain. Wow.
And how often do you see that? You get an arm tackle in the backfield, a near miss, and then 20 or 30 yards later, you finally bring the guy down. You had a chance to get him for a couple-yard loss, and then he turns it into a big gain.
Actually, 19. I gave him a little too much, but pretty impressive run there. He's got 24 on two carries. Rocky now with 142 on the ground as they come back with their eighth first down of the game and in Galesburg territory at the 44. And they push straight ahead again across the 40-yard line with Johnson down around the 36 or 7. So they are really starting to churn them up. 37-yard line, the line of scrimmage, a gain of 7 just on that play brings up a second and 3. Really making some room out there.
Now the Rocks have been able to build this lead without having to put it ball in the air.
Yep.
They really haven't. I mean, they tried it a couple of times, but haven't gone downfield with any seriousness. And you know Vic Boblett's not going to if he doesn't have to.
Loomis the wing on the right. Johnson's going to get this football yet again. Pushes his way close to a first down. Appears to have it as he's brought down just about the 30-yard line by a whole pack of silver streaks there. The guy on top of him last. Probably made the stop, Jared Churchill. It's the 31, nose of his on the 30. So, a 7-yard gain on that. They're really piling them up now. 54 on 16 carries.
Bryce Chandley off the field for Galesburg as Ryan Ricketts comes back in as they continue to alternate defenders. Keep some fresh legs in there, but I don't know, the defense is looking a little worn out right now.
It definitely is. First and 10 from the Galesburg 30. Second man through this time. Glover making his way across the 30, down around the 25-yard line.
Pretty good job by Jared Carl. Getting a hand on him at least tripped him up a little bit. He stumbled forward for some yards, but Carl negated what could have been a big gain if he wasn't there.
Glover now with 7 carries, 53 yards in the game. Rocky putting together a nice long drive like they wanted. Got it down to the Galesburg 25. The drive started on their own 24.
Yeah, if they take this one all the way in, that's pretty well your ball.
It's curtains. Loomis is the deep back in this set. He's going to get the football off left side, and he's wrapped up as he got about the 22-yard line. A gain of 3 will bring up a third and 2. 57 seconds to go, third quarter. Rock Island, a 20-7 lead, and the ball on the Galesburg 23-yard line. Third down and two coming up. To the line they come. They really spread that wing out on the right side. That's Loomis. And this time straight up the gut to the fullback, Johnson, and he gets loose for a little bit.
Yeah, Magruder over there, good job.
I don't know if he got that.
Magruder was low to the ground and then got his arm up there. And
seeing where they put it, looks like he got, he didn't quite get to the 20, the 21. Looks like just short of a first down. In fact, it's the 22, a gain of one and a fourth down and long one coming up. They're pretty much poised to go for it. Keep the clock moving. 2 seconds, and that's the end of the third quarter, so they'll run that fourth down play when we come back. Six more on the board for the Rocks, and they lead it after three, 20-7. Fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com. And by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Tune into Cardinal Baseball tomorrow as the Redbirds take on the Colorado Rockies. Coverage begins at 6:37.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
The Birds in a battle with the Rockies tonight, 1-1. Ryan Ludwig, a home run in the seventh inning to give Cardinals their cards their run on seven hits. Todd Helton, a sack fly in the first inning for the Rockies. They have five hits in the ballgame, and they're locked at one. That's a team I just don't think the Cardinals match up too well against in the postseason. I'd rather see them play the Dodgers. And plus, we went to that game where the Rockies just swept them in four games and just made them look really awful. And it's a different Cardinals team now, but still, that's a tough team. Colorado's dangerous. And some kind of discussion down on the field as they come back out with a fourth down and two coming up. Brand new 12 minutes on the board. Final quarter of the game. Rock Island trying to keep this clock moving. Drive that started at the 24. They give it to the second man through. He's got a first down and then some across the 20 down to the 15-yard line. Is that Glover again?
Yes.
So yeah, a gain of seven. First and 10 coming up, and Glover's put together some big, big chunks of yards.
Olin with a solo tackle on that. But, boy, Glover's running hard. All these Rocks seem to be running harder in the second half.
That's what I was thinking earlier. They are really hitting they're the getting line. Stronger. He has 60 yards on eight carries. So first and 10 from the 15. And they're going to keep it on the ground. It's the first man through. Johnson and piled up very nicely. Yeah, he maybe got one as that was well read by the defense. And they're not doing anything fancy. They're just running it right at him and trying to make this clock whittle down. Yeah,
big Kevin Hurd knocked him over there. He had a little help from the teammates, but it was mostly Hurd on that one. Ricketts will come out.
10-play drive all the way. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, just look up and you go, wow. Started on the 24 off the fumble by Galesburg. Big story of the game, Andrew Steck out at the 2:14 mark of the first quarter. He was injured, did not return, and he threw the only pass for the only score for a touchdown. And bouncing off one man, Sewer is going to keep it himself. First time he's kept it in the ball game, and he's wrapped up. They're trying to strip the ball away as making the initial, the final stop there was Jared Carl, but also in on the stop, Chaz Benton, and a few other streaks over there. Also Austin Finley. So that did not work out for Sewer. In fact, it's going to go down as a loss. We'll see where they put the ball. Looks like about a loss of four. Back to the 19. Third down and 14 coming up.
Yeah, it was an excellent defensive play by the Streaks. Not only did they string it out, but as you mentioned, Mike, they tried to strip the ball because, you know, anytime a runner assumes a defensive position, and that's what Sir was doing that time, he was just trying not to get hurt or get piled on. And he was going backwards, and so, hey, you take your opportunity, especially when you're down 20-7, to try and strip that thing away. And really an interesting play call by Rock Island because Sir is... while he's run the show fairly well, he sure is not a real strong kid.
He's not Ben Sparkman. No way.
Yeah, not something you would be running so well inside with these guys. Why they would run that play, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Glover's really been the guy who's been a pest. And Kenerell Hearn, I mean, he's got five carries for 25 yards but two touchdowns. Brandon Loomis, when he's touched the ball, they've had one, two, three, four, five, six guys run the football tonight. Pretty good balance. Glover with 60, Matt Johnson with 55. He's had it 18 times. 25 for Hearn on five carries, and Loomis three carries for 27. They have 168 yards on the ground in 41 carries. Keep in mind that they had 42 at the half and 64 total yards. So now they have 190. So they've really picked it up. But again, if you look at that total number by the defense, you'll take that every time. 190 yards in a game.
Yeah. In fact, they're going to go shotgun, Mike.
They are. This is a little different look. Two receivers to the right. Surin shotgun. He's going to drop back. Rolls to his right, so they move the pocket. Fires on the right side. Has a man. And the ball is dropped. It went right through his hands. The man was open. The pass was high.
Yeah, it went through two sets of hands. Eventually, Olin had a shot at it for the Silver Streaks. And I think it was a case where he was looking sideline thinking, wow, 90 yards the other way.
Yeah.
And who can blame him?
Yeah,
that's what we need. But the ball continues to be slippery on this wet grass. And neither the offensive player, Johnson, nor Olin, the defender, could get a handle on that.
So it stops the clock. That's the good news. 10:02 to play, 20-7 Rock Island, 4th and 14 from the 19-yard line. Same play, rolling to his right, under pressure. He may go down for a huge loss, trying to get rid of the ball. Is it a fumble? Galesburg's falling on it. They're telling him that could be a... Let's see what they rule. It is. It is. Galesburg gets it on a what's ruled a fumble. And it's back around the 30-yard line. Wow. Maybe even better than that. They'll call it the 34. It's going to go as a 15-yard loss.
You know, and I'm happy that it happened this way, but here's an example how one bad play
ball
can blow your whole drive.
Oh, man.
For Rock Island, they're just killing us running the ball.
Right.
Down there, 2nd and 5, and then they run that mystery play with a quarterback going wide. Had to throw twice, and the whole drive died right there.
This time, a fullback dive up the gut. About a yard is it. 1st and 10 makes it 2nd and 9 from the 35. Olman, 48 yards in the game. Yeah, I'm just shocked. And then in that one, you got to throw that away. The defense fired up, though, no doubt about it. They're fresh, been off the field. That was about a 12-play drive. Galesburg is 2nd and 9 from the 35-yard line. Slots, Drexler Blue in motion. They're going to go with the keeper by fullback. Good fake by Carl. Yeah. He's got me twice on that. Across the 40 down to the 41. A gain of 6 by Ullman, I believe.
Yeah, he's back in there after taking the last series off.
Ullman with 54 yards on the ground leads the way. Galesburg with 134 rushing. And a very manageable third down here, 3rd and 3, with 8:59 to go in the quarter. And again, Trish Utzinger of Monmouth hoping, rather, this is the fourth quarter. She did not. It's Nicole Hoban of Galesburg hoping for a streak score. 3rd and 3. Need to get the first down first. Third play of this drive that began on a fumble. This time, Carl is going to keep it himself and trying to push his way for a first down. They drove him back. He may get a good spot, though. He was stood up close to the first down area. Man, they pushed him back. Let's see where they mark the football. It's not a real friendly spot. It's going to be a fourth down.
The defender came up, and he tried to sidestep. He was looking for one way or another he could go, and the defender just stuck his helmet right between his legs and wouldn't let him go anywhere else. Good tackle by Rocky.
He's going to get about 2 yards out of it, but not quite enough, and obviously you got to go.
Yep.
So a 4th and 1, it's a long one from the 43 with 8:07 and counting in this ball game. 20-7, Rock Island the lead. A little different set here. And they're going to go straight up the gut with it to the fullback. He pushed his way pretty close. He may have got it behind Ricketts. It's out to about the 45. It looks like he might have it. It all depends on the spot. And they are unpiling one after another. If they get him the 45, he's in good shape.
Didn't give him the 45.
No, they did not 44. Give him the 45, and he's not going to get it on that. That's not going to do it, I don't think. Got about a half yard. Boy, if they give it away on downs again, that'll be the 1, 2, 3, 4th time this game. They did not get it. Downs again. Rock Island will get the football back with 7:54 to go and a 20-7 lead.
Now, punting was not an option, though, there.
No, it's not.
At
it's
the 8-minute mark, down 13. And you got to figure, you know, if you're going to win a football game, you got to be able to get 1 yard.
There's no doubt.
And we just couldn't do it.
So they get it on the 43. They've had it on the Galesburg 40, the Galesburg 40, the Galesburg 43. And those down situations, they've been painful, but you're right. No one to punt. Had to do it. So they go with the wing on the left. This time they're going to go to the second man through, and he runs into a wall. Loomis with the football, and he is met by Austin Finley and
Kevin Hurd.
Company. Kevin Hurd was the other guy, and another guy on piling there, getting in on the stop. It was also in there, Tyler Bond. So back to the nose of the football behind the 45, so a loss of 2 and a 2nd and 12 coming up.
Big number 55, Kevin Hurd.
Oh, he's tough.
The first greeter on that play.
He's such a tough player. He really is.
You know, we've got some rough and tumble
There's
kids
no doubt.
That'll play some college football, I think.
I do, too. I think Hurd's one of them. Second guy jukes one guy and gets loose. It looks like Hurd, and then a big hit. Big hit, a big stop on your side over there.
Yep.
Pretty good tackle, so it eliminates a potential big gain there.
Holloway, probably the main tackler.
That was a nice play he made. The ball only out to the 44-yard line. A gain of 1 and a 3rd and 11 coming up. Hurd, H-E-A-R-N, ball carrier.
Yeah. You know, this. You know, I look at the Silver Streaks defense, and this is probably consistently as big a defensive line as
it is very
had,
big.
That I can, I mean, all the way across, and especially when you bring Ricketts in with the other guys. And, you know, the linebacking core is probably not the best since I've been here, but they're solid. They're real solid. So it's a good defense, but, boy, just not quite good enough tonight.
Back to throw again. Sewer threw it over the hands of the intended receiver out there. And Olin almost another pick. He was going for Emmanuel Hamilton. Could not get him. And it's a 4th down and 11 from the Galesburg 44. Sewer in the game, 3 for 7 for 22 yards. I'm guessing they may go. I don't know, maybe they'll try and pin him deep. It's punt formation. So 3 and out. Galesburg's had the ball a lot. Sewer kicks it away around the 47-yard line. Kind of a line drive punt. Fumbled momentarily and then picked back up. Looks like Jackson with it. He gets it out to the 19. So a 35-yard punt. And Galesburg with the ball again, trying to find a way to score.
Yeah, again, Jackson wanting to make something happen so badly.
He did.
Started to take off a little bit before he tucked it away. And a bit of a slippery ball. You just can't get away with that tonight.
So they're going to stick Jackson back in that fullback slot where Ullman was at. And they appeared to be in business. They really did. And then he fumbled the ball. He's back in that spot, Jackson. In the game, had that big run for 27 yards, has 41 yards in the game. Carl's been the quarterback since the 2:14 mark of the first quarter. He's back to pass. Quickly out in the flat, the ball way short of Olin, threw it at his feet. 0 for 2 passing and a 2nd and 10 coming up.
Well, as quickly as he threw that, he still got sacked right after he threw it.
Yeah, he got hit hard.
Not much you can do as a quarterback when you don't have any more time than that.
Mm-hmm. Clock stops at 6:14, 20-7. Rocks looking to go 2-0 in the Big Six and 4-1 overall when they're 4th in a row and would make it 17 out of the last 18 against Galesburg. Last year they won it 21-0 and committed 5 turnovers and still won the game. What I believe was a much better team, no doubt about it. This time it is up the gut and maybe a yard. Fullback, nothing fancy here.
Well, they don't
Olman, the ball carrier.
The burner in the backfield that they had last year.
No, and the quarterback.
Right,
he could throw it and run it.
Yeah, he was a 3-year starter,
yep.
Sparkman.
And it's, I'm sure with the regular fullback in there, they're much more potent. But their defense last year, oh my gosh, you just couldn't do anything. We thought Ollimans was good. No, this defense they had was just spectacular.
Why they got to the Final Four.
That's right. Carl, this time he's going to keep it himself, and not a good decision as he is hogtied, corralled down around the 16-yard line for a loss of four, and Galesburg's just about sunk.
Well, now they will punt it.
134 yards rushing in the game. Three and out here on the punt. Rocky just seems to stay strong. Now, I remember him talking, Vic Pablo talking about going with the two units during, and if you got the numbers, obviously you can do it. The two units at the Big Six Banquet. I know Joliet Catholic's been doing it forever. They've met a couple years ago. Way back, Carl going to let it go. Got a pretty good punt off. A little twirl, but not too shabby. About 40 yards. And now they're going to try and get some yardage out of it. As, Rock Island is going to be in good shape when they get to their offensive huddle. Down to the 34-yard line of Galesburg. As they unpile, who was that man? It was the guy who hurt him on the ground earlier, Chris Glover. So the 34 is the line of scrimmage of the Strakes. First down and 10 for the Rocks. They had 64 yards at the half. They have 174 now. So 110 in the second half. And up 20-7. No one blocked the quarterback, or rather no one picked up the quarterback, and Sewer kept it himself. Down around the 25-yard line. Looks like a gain of 9 and a second and short coming up. His first positive gain of the game.
That would be a pretty good testament to this Rock Island program if, not that they need any more acclaim, but if they could put together a Western Big Six title this year as heavily as they graduated last year.
Oh, I think they're on their way. I do.
I'm still not sure. When they play Alleman, I think you're going to have a 7-6 deal there.
I agree. I think they're a little more dangerous on offense. Here goes Glover squirting through the right side, down across the 20, to about the 15 for a first down and 10, and appears to be a 10-yard pickup.
And then, you know, we haven't mentioned Quincy, and they're going to be 5-0 after tonight. But
most likely.
Mm-hmm. Traditionally, Quincy tends to be undisciplined in big games.
Mm-hmm. And they're not as fast.
And so maybe this is a different Quincy team, but I still won't believe it until I see it.
I'm with you.
That they can beat Rock Island or Alleman in a big game. I think we're going to have our hands full down there next week on their turf.
There's no doubt. No doubt. 3:33 to go in the ball game. Ball on the 15. They're going to go straight ahead with it. Get two possibly out of that before the tackle is made by a group of Streaks. Johnson, the fullback. 57 yards on 19 carries. They have 173 on the ground.
Hey, the guys are slow getting up. That helps.
So down to the Galesburg 13-yard line. So they run that clock and they stop it. Nope, it's still rolling. 3:08 and counting. And Rock Island player is slow to get up. Got a game in a little over 2 hours. That's not been the norm this season. No break huddle. Under 3 minutes to go.
Those big scoring games with Dunlap and Richwoods for
mm-hmm.
quite a while.
Oh, they did. That one at Dunlap was the longest one I can remember in a long time. Off the right side, a positive gain. Down to the 10, maybe inside the 10 a bit, about a 7-yard pickup. Appeared to be Glover from this side again.
You know, we were speculating in the press box, too, and talking with Athletic Director Ralph Henning, Jim Savory, and some of the crew up there about, you know, if we go 5-4 this year, like we did last,
right,
might be in the same predicament because
no doubt.
So many of the teams we have played are not getting as many points. And we'd love to get 6 wins, but we're going to have to pretty well run the table after this loss tonight to do it.
Third and a long one from the 9-yard line of Galesburg. It goes straight up the gut with Johnson. He got a big hole there through the middle, and he got it near the goal line. Just about got in.
Well, I'm not so sure he didn't, but there wasn't an official on
right.
goal line.
At this angle, I thought, uh-oh.
There was one in the end zone and one behind the play, but nobody actually looking down the line. And I think he actually got in the end zone, but I don't think they're going to be able to call it that. They'll probably just have to put the nose of the ball
mm-hmm. on the half-yard line or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to go talk to the Galesburg coaching staff. So maybe that means they're going to raise their arms up. And
oh,
they
boy, I've never seen that
before. They blow up.
You got to make them earn it here.
Yeah, we're on the goal line. I don't know what's going on.
So, yeah, they are talking.
Norm Winnick was down here. He's laughing. He said, oh, yeah, they He was right on the goal line.
He blew through that middle.
He clearly scored, but there was no official in position to make the call.
Huh. One, two, what, three, four of them in stripes. So now they're going to explain something to the Rock Island side. 1:35 to go in the game, a 20-7 Rock Island lead. And a halt in the action for a discussion of sorts.
I don't know why it could be this complicated.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Crying out loud, put the ball down, play.
Just, I mean, it's you a got first a first down. And goal on the half-yard line.
I don't think anybody really cares where they put it.
At this point, it's not a factor.
They're going to put it at the two. I don't know how that happens, but oh well.
He actually scored, but they missed it.
That's what Jim's saying. How can that not be a touchdown? I'm thinking the same thing, but.
Well, now they're going to go back and talk to Wes Olson again.
So everybody, even he saw it up here, you know, that, but hey, you didn't call it. I think even the bench, the sideline here is kind of giving the motion like, let's start the clock and play. So, with a minute 35 to go, I think what they're giving them an option of sorts, like a replay of it. I don't know.
It's a lot more complicated than it needs to be.
That's
20-7 with a minute and a half plus left. Now we'll wind the clock. And
thank you.
After all this, they'll probably punch it in on a play or two anyway.
Oh, there's no doubt.
If they want to.
Yeah, if they want.
He may just take a knee and say that's good enough. I don't know.
I doubt it. Sewer under center. He made 128 and counting. He is going to give it to the first guy through and... big pile up near the goal line.
I think it's Johnson, but
no
I don't
sign.
Think he got there. Close, real close. Yeah, it was Johnson.
So no gain there. Second down from the pretty much the paint. The one. And they can run another play under a minute now with 58 seconds and counting.
Well, Sewer if they gets don't the play. Score here, the clock will probably expire before they got another playoff, but I think the Rocks are pretty intent on punching one more in here.
See if Hearn's in line for his third touchdown. He's lined up on the left side. They're going to give it to the second guy through, and he's definitely in. Johnson got it that time.
Never even got tackled there.
Was never a doubt about it with 42 seconds to go in the ball game. Matt Johnson, a one-yard touchdown run. Well, he should have had before. And he's in, and Rocky with a 26-7 lead. So the kicker coming out, Nathan Gray, and this time a bad snap as it's recovered by Gray around the 20-yard line and will go as no good. So a timeout on the field with 42 seconds to play in the game. Rock Island 26, Galesburg 7. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg outscored 26-0 since the first quarter. 26-7, the Rocks with the lead. They're going to win their fourth in a row. They'll kick it off to Galesburg for one more possession. Andrew Steck going out of the game with a 2:14 mark of the first quarter. Our thoughts with him, hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, he's down here on the sidelines. He's been
good.
He's been smiling, and I mean, not obviously with the score that he wants, but I know that he's feeling pretty good, except for that ankle, obviously.
Ball taken at the 20 by Olin. He gets it across. Well, right at the 30-yard line is where he'll go down. And Galesburg will start the final drive of the game. A couple of runs, one run up the middle, and it's over.
Well, it was going to be hard enough next week going to Quincy. But now, you know, the question is, will we have Andrew Steck for that game either?
Yeah.
Even with Andrew, we're probably a two-touchdown underdog.
Yeah, at their place and a couple of losses in the Big Six now.
Yeah, I'm assuming tonight might be their homecoming against UT, but it could be next week,
too. It could be.
That'll make up for a long night.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and I got to work the next day. Great. Here is, they didn't even handle that snap right even out of the wishbone.
That's appropriate, I guess, to finish this game.
It's kind of the way the game's gone. So they'll go second down. They probably won't run another play. Call it a night and enjoy homecoming. Clock winding down, 17, 16.
Looks like we'll get one more.
They may get one more in. Again, the wishbone. Carl under center. This time he's going to give it to a guy off the left side for a pretty good gain. It is first carry of the game for Chaz Benton, and that's it. Chaz Benton gets it out to the 38-yard line, a gain of 8. And the clock expires. Final score, Rock Island 26, Galesburg 7. Back with the postgame in just a moment. It's brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here. Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Football.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Kroc and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, areas of fog after midnight, low 52. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 69, low 53. Sunday, sunny, warmer, high of 81. Sunday night, Monday, cooler, partly cloudy, low around 48, high of 65. Currently, it is 68 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, the Rocks come in, and after a slow start and a good start by the Streaks, they come away with the win, 26-7. Galesburg getting off to such a great start in that first quarter. Came out with the football on their first possession. An 8-play, 63-yard drive, a couple of nice runs by Andrew Steck. Culminated in a 34-yard touchdown pass to Nate Olin. Point after attempt successful. It was 7-0 at 7:45 to play in the first quarter. And he thought, this could be a heck of a game tonight. But you know, what has not happened before and did happen tonight, they lose Andrew Steck. And, boy, it really hurt. No doubt about it. A lot of mistakes made tonight that a good Rock Island football team is going to take advantage of, and they did just that. Can't fault the defense again. A solid effort yet again by this defense. There's no doubt about it. The numbers don't lie, and we'll talk about those numbers a little bit later on in the postgame. But a solid effort. Wore down just a little bit toward the end as Rock Island was able to hang on to the football a little more. And still, though, when you look at the numbers overall, you'll take that every time. Waiting to visit with head coach Wes Olson as Jim Lee's down on the field. The coach will be over in just a moment to have a word and talk about, no doubt. In fact, he's coming up with Jim right now. The interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery forever starts here. Jim and the coach.
All right, well, Coach, you talked to your team about adversity here in the post game, and obviously the biggest adversity, I think, certainly was the loss of quarterback Andrew Steck in that early part of the game after you grabbed a 7-0 lead, and that really changed the whole complexion of the way you're trying to attack Rock Island, I would assume.
Well, a little bit. You know, I think that Jared has a lot of skills himself and is a very gifted runner, probably one of our fastest guys on the team, and so, you know, we feel good about him being back there. I think he had some jitters a little bit, and you know, we had some tough calls tonight, really, really tough calls at crucial times, and you know, we had that real unfortunate fumble there right before the half, which was kind of you know, momentum killer a little bit. But at that point, our kids are still optimistic and knew we had to go back and do some work. Unfortunately, we still had some mistakes in the second half that you know, kind of crippled us a little bit. And that's a really good Rock Island ball club. We knew they were, and of course, Coach Boblett's teams are always well coached and they're very good at what they do. So for us, you know, it's really important to focus in and dial in on Quincy now, and that's a game I always look forward to, and I know our boys do too, and so, you know, we got to get ready to go down there and play a tough Blue Devil team.
Well, you know, coming into tonight, the questions really were not on the defensive side of the ball. They've been playing so well. It was, well, will the offense be able to get itself back in gear after the tough game up at Alleman, and, you know, really answer the bell with that great touchdown pass and a heck of a catch by Olin, got the crowd really into it. And Steck was running the ball, I thought, a little bit better than we'd seen early on, too. It was too bad, and I know you don't want to harp on the injury, but it was really kind of a momentum breaker. And the whole offensive line kind of has to get accustomed to a new quarterback, don't they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the center and quarterback exchange is crucial, and obviously, Jared probably doesn't get as many snaps as Andrew throughout the week. So, you know, again, no one guy is a team, and we feel like we should be able, you know, when you're a system type offense, that that the system should take care of itself. And we did take care of some business and had to move the ball a little bit. Unfortunately, some fumbles and some mistakes here and there really kind of crippled us there in the second half. So, you know, our guys are fine, and they're going to go back to work. And, you know, it's just one of those deals where we got to stay positive. We got to avoid all the negative comments, and we got to focus on what we can control, which is our attitude and our work ethic. And if our boys do that, we're going to be fine.
I know it all starts up front. You were a lineman when you played, and still in the backfield. You're rotating Olman, and then you had Jackson run a series. And, of course, he had a real nice run and then the fumble down here. So just trying to get a little rest or get a little different look from the fullback spot then.
Yeah, you know, I think Rob gives us a different look there, and there's certain plays we like to run with him, and so, you know, it just gives a different look, a different mix-up for us, and both those guys are really hard runners and good kids, and you know, we got a lot of kids that are good kids, and again, if we can focus on positive things and focus on what we can control and just go back to work, we're going to be fine for next Friday.
And I know that you and the team wanting to go down, and anytime you play Quincy, it's whether it's basketball, football, whatever, there's still some rivalry there, and I don't think it'll be too tough to get the kids pumped up for that one.
We relish the opportunity to play Quincy down on their field, and especially since they're at the top of the conference. We think that's outstanding, and we look forward to it.
Thanks, Wes.
Great.
Mike, back up to you after Wes Olson and the Streaks drop it here tonight 26-7.
All right, our thanks to Jim and Coach Wes Olson. We'll take a look at the postgame numbers when we return. 26-7 Rock Island a winner here at Van Dyke Field tonight. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup. A
few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square at West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Tune into Cardinal Baseball tomorrow as the Redbirds take on the Colorado Rockies. Coverage begins at 6:37.
It's Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Final stats brought to you by OSF, St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Again, I talked about it, the solid defensive efforts. You hold Rock Island to 212 yards of total offense and 53 plays in all. Ran the football 46 times for 190 yards. And through the air, Chris Sewer, 3 of 7 for 22 yards. All three completions in the first half. He was 0 of 3 in the second half. So 190 on the ground, 22 through the air, 212 total for the Rocks. A good chunk of that offense, most of it, in fact, coming in the second half. Held to 15 carries for 42 yards in the first half and 64 total yards of offense. So what, 152 coming in the second half. So they eventually wore Galesburg down a little bit on the ground. Matt Johnson, the final score for Rock Island, 22 carries for 67 yards. Chris Glover had 10 carries for 77. Ken Earl Hearn, 6 carries for 26 and 2 touchdowns. Scored on a 1-yard run, or rather a 5-yard run and a 4-yard run. Johnson's was a 1-yard run. And let's see, Nathan Gray a carry for 5. Brandon Loomis, 4 carries for 25 in the game. So the touchdowns again, Johnson 1. Kenerl Hearn had 2, and they got one on the defensive end on a fumble recovery as it was picked up. And Oliver Vanderlinden, is the name I was looking for, picked it up. That gave Rock Island the lead at 14-7. And it was a lead they would never relinquish as, again, they won it 26-7. For Galesburg, offensively, 181 total yards of offense, 45 plays run. Rushing the football 40 times for 142 yards and through the air. Andrew Steck, before he went down, 2 of 3, 39 yards and a touchdown. Jared Carl, just 2 passes in the game. Neither were completed. Both receptions by Nate Olin for 39 yards and the lone touchdown. On the ground, Caleb Ullman, 14 carries for 56 yards, 7 carries for 41 for Robert Jackson. Steck had 4 carries for 30. And Jared Carl, 11 for 22. Dee Dorch, the final carry of the game, 1 for 8 yards. So again, 45 plays, 181 yards of total offense. Steck, a 34-yard pass to Olin, 7:45 to play first quarter. Galesburg's only score of the game. Kenerl Hearn at the 9:19 mark of the second quarter. Oliver Vanderlinden at the 39-second mark of the first half. Kenerl Hearn again at the 5:17 mark of the third quarter. And Matt Johnson, the 1-yard touchdown run with 42 seconds to go in the game. An extra point block for Drexler Blue and a bad snap on a point after attempt. So Rock Island on point after attempts, one of, make it 2 out of 4 in the game. And Lucas Miller 1 for 1 in his attempt in the game. Rock Island first downs had 11, Galesburg 8. Galesburg penalties 4 for 20. Rock Island just 1 penalty in the game for 5 yards, very disciplined. And receiving the football, didn't talk about their receivers. Nathan Gray, a 5-yard reception. Brandon Loomis, a 5-yard reception. And Oliver Vanderlinden, 1 for 12 yards out of the big 6'6 tight end and guy who plays on the defensive line. come back and talk more in the post game. Gillsburg Falls 26-7. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Gillsburg. Forever starts here.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Van Dyke Field, it's emptied out. Homecoming on the Galesburg High School campus. Rock Island spoils the football game. Part of it, although, a good effort tonight by the Streaks as they fall 26-7. And as Coach Wes Olson talked about, got to gear up for Quincy, a team that started the season 4-0, presuming they've won tonight, and we are getting word that they did win tonight, 5-0. So they already are qualified, that is, for the postseason. They will get the tough schedule for the back end of the season as they defeat United Township tonight. And, of course, Rock Island wins. They move to 2-0 in the Big Six. And Moline is lost as well. Alleman takes out Moline tonight. So another shutout. And Moline now going to have a losing season without question. 0-5. And 0-2 in the Big Six. Alleman now 4-1, 2-0. Rock Island at 4-1, 2-0 in the Big Six. And Quincy at 2-0 in the Big Six. And a 5-0 record for the Blue Devils. As kind of the expectation, Alleman beating Moline, and certainly Quincy with the big numbers they've put up going into UT, which has lost a lot of games in a row, winning that one in Rock Island tonight after Andrew Steck went down, made it very, very difficult for Galesburg to really move the ball offensively, and a lot of mistakes, and they lose the game 26-7. We'll pick the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next in our final break from Van Dyke Field. This is Silver Streaks Football Post Game on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Smart business owners protect their investments with Business Owners Insurance from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, a local professional Pekin insurance agency. If a disaster strikes your business, will you have enough insurance to meet the emergency? Talk to the experts at Craddy Insurance today. For the details on a customized package of liability and property coverages at affordable rates, Business Owners Insurance from Pekin Insurance and Craddy Insurance.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square at West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Van Dyke Field, order business now. Pick the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And really, as good as the defense played tonight, we did get a spectacular highlight in the first half and happened to be the first drive of the game. Unfortunately, not enough highlights in this game with Andrew Steck coming out. But, boy, Nate Olin played well on the defensive side. He made a spectacular catch in the end zone. And at that point, I thought, could it happen tonight? Could it be? But just wasn't meant to be, but he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was going to be my vote for the crunch time. Just the catch, I thought, was tremendous.
Phenomenal catch.
You know, it was a well-thrown ball by Steck, but there's not many times you pull that ball down in traffic in the corner of the end zone, and that was a heck of a catch by Olin. You're right, he did some nice things defensively for us as well. And easy decision, I think, tonight for Nate Olin as the crunch time player of the game.
All right, got to bounce back. 2-3 now, and 2 in the Big Six. Back to the wall as you go to Quincy, a 5-0 team, and 2-0 in the Big Six. Their schedule is going to get a little tougher, and we'll see what happens here with Andrew Steck and how the team does respond to adversity. Is that all of a sudden does become a very, very important football game there if you don't want to get off to a 2-4 start, that's for sure. Final again tonight, 26-7. Rock Island defeats Galesburg. That's all for us. Thanks to Chaz back at the studio for keeping us on the air, and thank you for tuning in. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Good night from Van Dyke Field.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.